Blog Talk Radio.
I guess it's my turn.
Life gets hard sometimes. It doesn't matter when or where you served. If you're a veteran struggling, it only takes a moment to reach out for support. September is Suicide Prevention Month. Learn more at reach.gov/SPM.
Well, welcome to Beyond the Mainstream's UFO show. And it's supposed to be Daniel and Big Kathy, but they're not here. I don't know where they're at, so we'll just wait for them. They're always late, so I should have realized that. And if you got any, you know, a lot of people are getting into these UFO stories, man. So are you? I don't know. I don't know if I'm a believer or not, but people are seeing something, aren't they?
When I look in the sky at night nowadays, I've got the knowledge that I didn't have before.
I don't know what that was.
That there's something out there, and it's real.
When this whole thing started, I tried to tell people about it.
No one believed me. But now I do have evidence. Someone that's going to be hard for me.
They encountered something over the sky.
Most sightings of UFOs can be explained.
Oh my gosh.
Only a small percentage can't be.
It was giant, quiet, and with me.
Within less than a second, crosses right in front of me. Poof, and it's gone. And then, bam, the New York Times story. It changed everything.
This is it. This is when the government is going to reveal the truth.
Oh my gosh.
It's a bombshell, right? That's what it was.
Whether you accept it or not, some people actually saw this stuff.
People are actually going to believe us now.
Imagine if it was acknowledged officially that UFOs exist.
Our own divisions would suddenly feel so much smaller.
It was smart money. Even members of Congress don't know it's there.
It's too big to turn away from.
There's something in our sky, and we don't know what it is, but there's something coming. The world needs to get ready for what's about to happen.
Intelligence agencies have 6 months to release all the information they have on UFOs. It's part of a $2.3 trillion bill signed back in December. The report needs to contain analysis of any UFO data as well as name any possible security threats that they pose.
Thousands of newly declassified documents on UFOs from the CIA now accessible on the Internet. And you can thank a UFO enthusiast for that massive dump of docs now known as Black Vault.
With the passing of this bill, a lot of people think this is it. This is when the government and the military is going to come out and reveal the truth behind what these UFOs or UAP are.
It seemed like they were aware of our presence because they would actively move around us.
We know that there was a UFO research program. We know they enlisted scientists, people that could look at this information, whether it be witness testimony, photographs, or film reels. There is so much to dig into.
what we've been doing is simply looking for flying objects that are where they're not supposed to be. But on the one in a million chance that it really is ET, we kind of want to know that too.
I think the media's attention to the UFO topic absolutely fueled then the public's response for demanding answers, for demanding action, and to encourage senators like Marco Rubio to say, hey, this phenomena is real. You should investigate it. Tell them it's a threat. Tell them that it's encroaching on military installations. All of a sudden, you got that Senate Committee on Intelligence pretty darn interested on what intelligence can be gathered, and they're 100% on board trying to get to it. December of 2017, the New York Times really put the reality of what they called a UFO research program out there into the cosmos, and people ate this up. That was one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest story, that the New York Times digital edition ever had.
I've been writing for many years about unconventional phenomena, large mysteries that really intrigue me, but are not usually covered by journalists. It's not easy to get the New York Times to cover a subject that's not fully documented, particularly if it's an issue like this, where politicians, although they may be interested, they're afraid to deal with it.
A recent report by the New York Times unveiled the existence of a real-life X-Files department, the five-year secret government program to investigate mysterious flying objects.
The Pentagon now confirms the existence of a secretive UFO program tasked with investigating reports of unidentified flying objects.
Tens of millions of dollars for the project were pushed through by former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. The New York Times says Reid acknowledged to them that he and two other senators did not want public debate on the Senate floor over this program.
Real UFOs, Pentagon unit tried to know. Pretty amazing. The Department of Defense had a program called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, and we all call it ATIP, which is the acronym. They had had this program since 2007, whose purpose was to study UFOs. The funding was not made public, so nobody knew about it. This is the first time it was on the record. What instigated the whole thing was the fact the director of the program resigned in October, 2 months before the story came out. I was fortunate enough to have a meeting with him literally the day he resigned or the day after, and he wrote a powerful letter to the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, at the time, explaining why he was leaving, which had to do with the fact that there were not enough resources provided for what he considered to be a national security issue.
Do you believe that life from somewhere else, while you ran this program, came here, visited, observed?
There is very compelling evidence that we may not be alone, whatever that means.
After our story came out, there started to be briefings for various committees in Washington. The New York Times has a huge impact. It opens the door for things to happen.
Oh, yeah. I wondered if the president will show his degree of transparency on this issue.
I'm not aware of any plans the president has to make public any information about it.
All right, Kathy and Daniel.
Hello, hello. We're here. What's going on?
Well, I was playing that waiting for the stars of the show to come on. And
I don't know about all that. Oh, where's Joe and Pianchi at?
I don't know. I have no idea. But they don't know about the show. See, they don't know about it.
Well, you think Pianchi's still out of power?
I don't know. I have no idea. He sent me an email, though, about something. Can't remember what it was. There was another school. Another teacher got fired.
All right.
Yeah, they're getting rid of the woke teachers because the people are raising hell. But I got all that Saturday night. Now we're going to talk about the little green men.
Little green men.
Nice.
Or hey, they're really lizard like.
Yeah.
They're not even
reptilian like.
Yeah, they're not even men.
You know. Well, we don't know what their gender is. Apparently, they can breed because there's so many of them. So we don't know.
Makes
we don't
sense.
Know that part of them.
Well, first of all, what I want to just get out of the way is we've had UFO what night before, like what 2 months ago. I thought it went well, but there was a lot of information. There was a lot of information that we just couldn't come out with, you know.
Right.
It was just crazy at the time, but now since a lot of things have evolved and came forth, even with the declassification of the United States Navy and the government saying with that video, Donnie, like you just said, you know.
Right.
I mean, they've admitted. They have now admitted. So there is no, there should be nobody that should be saying, well, I don't know if I believe in UFOs, because there's been an admission.
That's right. That's right.
Right, exactly. You know, once you've admitted it and shown the evidence, you know, you have to believe it. You know, I mean, it's hard to take back a picture or a video. That's proof.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's not just like they said UFOs are there. They showed us.
Yeah, and they showed us, and the pilots testified to it. So
exactly. Yep. Yep. So, I mean, this whole thing of, you know, do they exist or not, that's not the question anymore. The question is, how deep does it go?
Well, yeah. People have been coming out and claiming for decades that they've seen them, they've been abducted by them, and they were hushed up.
Yep.
See, it didn't go public, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they were called quacks and blah blah blah, and they were taken off of YouTube about like what they're doing now,
right?
You know, so there was something always there that was hidden, but now it's not as hidden. People were talking about it. Most people are fine with it. I am, Donnie. I know you are.
I'm
not.
Yeah.
Mama's still skeptical. You know about.
I do not want to meet one. I just don't. I don't.
Well, and that's fine, because there are plenty of people like me and Donnie that do.
Yeah, I would. I do. You know, if there's something out there, I would love to see. You know, I've seen things in the sky, probably just a plane or a satellite or something. But these pilots, they locked on to something, and... I believe
and
what
they
you're
were, yeah.
And took pictures of it.
Go ahead, Donnie.
Yeah. No. You, that's exactly what I was going to say, so you're fine.
You know, the pilots are laughing, you know, as they see this, because it's moving so freaking fast that they know it's a UFO, so they're just like, look at this thing, you know. They know it's not man-made.
Yeah, no, they can't our jets.
Yeah,
case one, and they just couldn't even get close.
But all I could do was videotape, and they were laughing, and they weren't scared. And
no.
I believe that most Americans, anyways, aren't scared of the idea. We've been watching Star Wars and Star Trek and Deep Space Nine and Stargate for years. We're all used to the idea of it, and now it's been... admitted, like you said.
Donnie, did you see that? Did you watch that video I sent you today?
Not yet.
Save up to $500.
Well, is that about UFOs?
Well,
yeah.
that,
that one with Jayco and Gene DeCote. And, I mean, they were even talking about the cloaking that they – what. Tell Donnie what they said about
it. Here's what they said on that video, Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
That if we were to look up just like today, I don't know if it was storming up there or not, I don't guess it matters, but if we were to look up on any given day, every day, and they were to uncloak their ships,
mm-hmm.
it would blot the sun out. That's how many ships are in our atmosphere
watching us.
Yeah, watching what's going on here on Earth, because we are, and we'll get to the battle that's going on right now here in a little bit. They're watching us. Some are helping us even. Like I've told you before about the disarmament of the nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard
right.
nuclear weapon in I don't know how many months. I haven't.
No.
I don't watch the news anymore, but, you know, I haven't heard any nuclear scare from Syria or Russia or even America or France. They're all disarmed, and they're disarmed by an intelligent species that's helping us.
Right.
Helping us get our Earth back and in balance.
Daniel, can you mention what Gene DeCote was saying today about whatever it was that passed by us, you know. What was it?
Oh, yeah. What he was talking about in that video, and, oh, Lord, Donnie, when you listen to it, it'll fry your mind like it fried mine, because he knows so much about this planetary and the galaxies, the different galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the Milky Way. We all know that.
All right.
Now, some of the stuff that he talks about is so unbelievable. But I told Daniel today, there is no way this man is making this up, because he's talking so fast about the dimensions and everything else. I mean, there's no way a person could make it up that quickly. As they're talking.
Well, here's how I know he's telling the truth. If you can get on three different shows in a week,
mm-hmm.
and give the same 1.5 hour spiel,
yeah,
word for word,
yes,
as fast as he's talking, you can't even read that fast.
No, he's not reading.
He's not reading nothing. It's not scripted.
Okay.
Because they'll ask him a question, you know, in between, and then he'll go right back to what he was talking about, you know. I mean, it's not verbatim what he says every show, but it's the same information.
The same numbers, the same everything.
I
got him up right now if you want me to play a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jacob with Unleashing Intuition Secrets. And I'm joined today by special guest Kristen W. And eventually, hopefully, Gene DeCote will jump in and join us. We're going to go ahead and just kick it off. Kristen, thanks a lot for joining me again. How are you doing?
Good, neighbor. You will be my neighbor soon, so let's focus. And I can call Gene if there's a problem, but he confirmed this morning. So
yeah, yeah, he confirmed with us too. He'll pop in probably any minute now. So we were just talking about weather wars that are going on. So I had predicted there was going to be fires in the west and flooding in the east, and we're seeing right now that I just packed everything up and left Lake Tahoe, and it's basically been evacuated. Yeah, good timing, right? And now we're seeing, you know, Ida and all these other storms that are coming up and flooding. Lots of flooding happening on the east coast. What are you seeing with Ida?
Ida was a manufactured storm, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what happened was usually the storms now, because they've done so much weather warfare, get destroyed by the Sahara dust. The Sahara dust wraps around them, right? So there was a storm, Nora, that was going towards the California region. They pulled that one to the middle. There was an instrument, let's put it that way, or can we say Raytheon, can we say Lockheed Martin? Most probably from one of those companies that are both connected anyway. Lockheed Martin's owned by Raytheon, I think. Anyway.
Now, you guys jump in whenever you want me to stop, and we can, you want to discuss it or whatever, okay?
Well, I also saw something else, that this Hurricane Ida was supposed to take out 600 chemical plants. That was the purpose of it.
Where in the hell is 600 chemical plants at?
I don't know. We've got a bunch here, you know, along the rivers, you know, where they usually put chemical plants. It was supposed to take out 600 chemical plants, and it was manufactured. That could have been the hurricane that Daniel and I saw in a video, and we were telling y'all about it last week, where they dropped a bomb in the middle of it to make it stronger, you know. So it could have been the same hurricane.
Now, does this have something to do with UFOs?
Later on, and I just tried to find it on the computer in the history, but I can't find it, what we watched today. I guess, Mom, you can go to your Facebook maybe and look for it here in a second.
But they talk about weather warfare, and then they talk about Afghanistan.
And, then they get into the...
Yeah, Gene Deco throws in his 2 cents about Afghanistan.
I can move it up.
If you could, Donnie, because I mean that's all I was going to do is just move it up little by little and try to find where he's talking about a galaxy spiraling through our galaxy.
Okay, you know, you pop in whenever you want me to, you know, push it along.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A deep down the rabbit holes on the back side of it, it'll be just a $7 a month or 77 a year, where you get 1 month free. So we're looking and cursing through like a half. The Bless for Service team created a telegram.
Fast forward it.
Called Real Gene Deco, right. Cursing of the original regime, which was set in there by the cabal. What was the Taliban doing before that? Growing opium poppies.
Right.
And what happened?
Yeah, go ahead.
Fields? Now those fields are burned. They burned them before.
Want me to stop it, do you say?
No, just keep going until you hear something about, because he talks about it for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah, they talk about Afghanistan for about 20 minutes.
Okay, now you want me to push it up then?
Yeah, push it on toward about maybe halfway or almost, three-fourths of the way, maybe three-fourths of the way.
All right. Let me see. This is half.
I mean,
half.
The rods of God dropped, okay? So they have had rods of God that were dropped 5 3/4 down. So basically, my subscribers give me a hard time because they're like, the building's still there. Okay, all the building was doing in the first place was releasing water because it was flooded.
When back forward it a little bit more.
Water, right. It actually,
the big gun tunnel goes like this.
No, this is where they're showing a map.
Yeah, those are the underground tunnels that the cabal have been using, all over the Europe.
This is where it starts.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me back it up a little bit so I can... Okay.
Building's huge. That's how they pay for it on the auctions on the dark web. Like I saw certain individuals rescuing people on the border of the U.S. Showing videos of it. Then later I saw that same stuff, those same kids being auctioned on the dark web. You know, they told me to go in. I didn't even know how to do it. I had to get instructed, and I saw those same kids being auctioned, and they're paying with Bitcoin. They're Spain, then going in across to Morocco. And that area there, Hassima, Morocco. Then you can also see coming from the Vatican Dome had one that came down this way and went over this way. It goes really deep in that area because of the gold was so massive. That's a big hole for it where they put it down deep. And it goes all the way underneath the island of Malta, which is, you know, you can see it coming up here now. That's the island of Malta. That whole thing under there is a dome. That's where the Knights Templar and the Knights of the Maltese Cross were. That's a big part of the Knights Templar. then, like she was saying, if you go to Turkey, you can see the line here. It goes, you know, it's just cutting across straight line. Same thing you can see up here. You can see the lines. You can see the lines. So if you go to Myanmar, for example, you can see the maglev line coming into China from China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's kind of obvious. If you follow the line, I think it goes to this one. No, not that one. Let me, I got a little off there. There it is. It's coming like this. So it goes deep to go under the mountain range here, the bridge of the Himalayas. And then, you know, you can see they're taking, you can see maglev lines in the earthquakes really easy. They're taking out huge dumps in various locations. You can see it. You can follow the lines. It's not hard to follow stuff like China.
Hold on. We got a caller. Hang on just a minute. It might be Joe. All right.
Is it Joe?
I don't know.
It's
Joe,
Jose. I am sorry to disappoint you.
Enrique.
Enrique.
Is that Jose? Jose.
It is Jose. Hello, Catherine. Hello. You know what? I saw you guys. I just got back home. I saw you guys by accident. BTR put you on the top of the page.
By accident.
I'm not kidding because right now I'm looking through the BTR live shows. There's about five pages, and most of them are conservative.
Now, this show is supposed to be about UFOs, Joe.
Ah, good. I came to the right place.
Well, I sent Donnie a video today, and he's trying to find where Gene Decode starts talking about the galactic stuff, you know. But this is a really brilliant man, and some of the stuff he says, like I was saying earlier, is just unbelievable. But there's no way this man can be lying. It's no way. He cannot, you can't tell a lie
the
same
way
twice, you know?
Uh-huh.
And this man talks so fast that there's no way he is lying about this. He's talking about the dumbs now.
He's talking about the what?
The tunnels underground in Europe right now.
Yeah, I just got here when you were saying that, Kat, and then Don was playing this clip now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, they found another. First, it was a quintillion.
34 quintillion dollars in gold.
This was a septillion. They found
Where
another.
Where the hell was that?
They found another tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Listen.
The tunnel goes from the Vatican to Israel, and that's where they found the quintillion whatever.
Yeah. But the second tunnel.
They found it. And it goes all under these other countries to the Alps into Switzerland.
Of course.
You know, into Switzerland.
And it has so many hundreds of septillion.
Mm.
Y'all.
And gold.
We can't even understand how much money that is.
Mm-mm.
They said with 34 quintillion, you could make 6 billion people millionaires and still have half.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's how much money.
Is more than quadrillion, which is more than a trillion. So, I mean, that's
exactly.
A hell of a lot of money.
And now we're dealing with septillion that they just found.
Yeah.
Right. That's seven, over 7 trillion. Yeah, that's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let Donnie play some more of the tape and hear what he has to say about.
How did they have any cameras or photographs of the tunnels?
Well, if they do, they're not going to show us now.
It's all military.
And this is probably something that's happened months ago, you know?
Right.
Well, hold on. I know I don't believe him. I don't like him. But Jesse Ventura had a show,
mm-hmm.
and he showed tunnels. He drove into a tunnel. It was highways. I mean, highways.
Mm-hmm. Cities.
Yeah, there was a store. He went by a gas station, and then they drove out because they didn't
want to get... gas station.
Daniel, do you want to tell them what the plan was for those underground cities?
Yeah, well, during the Clinton administration, that did not happen, but
Hillary.
That was supposed to happen.
the White House and everything was supposed to be moved to Denver, and they were going to start a nuclear war. They were going to blame it on Russia. The entire face of the Earth would be what, nuclear fallout for the next few hundred years or maybe 1,000 years. But see, they've got all these tunnels and all these majestic cities underneath the ground and have for years. That's where the elite, the globalist, the cabal, whatever you want to call them, were going to go. That's why they have all this and all this technology.
I agree that they will be underground.
But yeah. They don't need it anymore, do they? I mean, the aliens, they took out the nuclear site.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened due to Trump and the ongoing military operation now that the video is already talking about us destroying these dumbs. They're all over the world. There's thousands of them.
Thousands. A lot of them are ancient.
Thousands of what, though? I didn't hear what he said.
Tunnels.
Oh, thousands dumbs. Of tunnels. Oh, okay.
Yeah, dumbs are deep underground military bases.
Mm.
Or cities, whatever you want to call it. It's a deep underground city is what it is.
Oh, okay.
And they're all over the world. Our CIA's involved in it, of course.
And others.
Our elite.
Yeah.
The world's elite.
That's where they were going to live.
I wonder how many people are actually in this cabal.
Joe, I don't know.
I wonder if it's 300. You know the stories about the 13 families and the 300 and stuff like that.
Right.
I wonder how many of these people are really in control of the planet.
I don't know.
I would think it would just be the families, the Pasteur family. The Pasteur family from France.
I never heard of them.
They were the head. Well, Daniel and I was listening the other night in France.
They were the original monarchs out of France.
Right.
Uh-huh.
All bloodlines, all bad bloodlines come from them.
Yeah.
I think all bad bloodlines come from all the monarchies. Because how do you get to be a monarchy unless you crush your opposition?
Yeah, well, they say that's why there's so much incest. Every monarchy, it don't matter if you're Britain and France, you know, they had their wars during the years. But in the end, they end up as one. All the monarchies, they said, are cousins or whatever, kinfolk. They're all in it together. They're all
in it. Here we go.
Prince Philip was a distant cousin of Elizabeth.
And
well,
he
was
from Greece, and she was from England. So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, it was well known that the German king or princess or queen married the English or the French, you know, way back in the 1600s, in order to keep peace in amongst the countries.
That too, Joe. Yep, you're exactly right. But they all kept it together as a evil group.
Yeah.
Collecting taxes from us, collecting gold from us throughout all these years.
Centuries.
And
mm-hmm.
It has been found. Not only has the gold been found in these deep underground tunnels and military bases / cities, documents that date back older than the Dead Sea Scrolls that the Catholic Church has been hiding for years. I forget what, 60-something miles of just manuscript, old manuscript.
Is that right? 60 miles.
Under the Vatican, yeah.
You know, the Vatican's supposed to have something like, what is it, 7 books, 37 books of the Bible. Like, the Bible is not complete, supposedly.
It's 777 books that were not added to the,
the Bible. 777.
And of course, I think the Vatican is the harlot on the hill, you know, in Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
But we have 66 books in the Bible.
That's a satanic symbol.
Yeah.
66.
Oh, the 60. Yeah, the 66.
The number itself. Yeah.
And Donnie was talking about the Ventura. I think I either saw or heard that particular part of that episode. Yeah, where he just drove in.
I never could find it. I looked and looked and looked.
Let me see. I'm sure you looked on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'll look for it tonight, Daniel, and if I find the keywords, the next time we talk, I'll give them to you.
Good deal. Good deal. Or Donnie, if you have it still or whatnot, send it to Mama or something.
Well, I know it was on his conspiracy show, so if you look up Jesse Ventura, Conspiracy, I think that was the name of the show, Conspiracy Theory.
Okay.
And the keyword, I don't think that the tunnels will be mentioned in the show, but I think it'll be part of the show.
Yeah.
So what will happen is you might have to go through 10 episodes, peruse them real quickly to find the part where
he comes across
the tunnels.
Listen.
Well, we've been
listen,
listening.
Listen.
Okay.
That was the best show on TV, was that show.
Yeah.
And they went everywhere, and they went into these tunnels, and this is Arkansas. There's a little town. He drives the real estate lady drives him around this little, small town, like maybe 1,000 people, and there's a bank on every corner. All of a sudden, these tunnels, this big, it's not a tunnel. You can't call this thing a tunnel. It's bored out, and these semis waiting to drive in there. And he's in his car, but he's talking to a semi driver. He said, I'm going to Washington, D.C., and he's in Arkansas. And he said, well,
good
what are you
Lord.
Doing there? What are you doing there? Well, you can drive all the way to Washington, D.C. underground. Didn't you know that? No. But I'll try to find it, but they took a lot of stuff off.
They took the last, from what I heard, they took the last two episodes of Conspiracy Theory off because it was a little bit too close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had high numbers. I mean, it was the most watched show that on this network, and they they were forced to take him off the air.
Yeah, I think the network said to him that they weren't going to renew the show, but I think they could put it into reruns except for either the last two seasons or the last two episodes of the last season. I forget which.
But they never did.
They never did what, Kat?
They never did put it into reruns.
No, it's okay. But, I mean, it's there on YouTube. I have seen a couple of episodes.
Damn, you can get it on Hulu.
Yeah.
Let me see what I can do here.
There are things that have been going on they do not want us to know about. See?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
They don't want the general population to know about these underground cities and the highways and the tunnels.
And the child trafficking.
And Joe, I said something to Donnie today. He called and we talked.
Uh-huh.
And, you may wonder, well, who builds these cities and these tunnels and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, consider human trafficking that has been going on for centuries, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one video that said there are fourth and fifth generations of people living underground as forced labor. They will never be able to come up to the surface. Never.
Jesus Christ.
They've been told that the Earth was nuclear war years ago, you know, when they're underground. Well, you know, what happened to Earth? Or, you know, I've heard of Earth. What happened?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was blown up. We're underground now because of the fallout. That's what they tell them.
Unreal. Hey, do you remember when we were talking about weather control?
Yeah, Donnie had a little bit of that on earlier.
Oh, did he?
What
that?
What time did you start, Don?
9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. It's not very far from that. But the reason I bring it up is because take a look at what's happened in Louisiana, New York, mm-hmm. and some other cities.
Yeah.
Hey,
the
you
Northeast all. Is supposed to be hit by bad storms.
I am signing up for Hulu so we can get this show. Hang on.
Okay.
I get a month
no
free.
Call.
I'll cancel before the month,
though. But, Joe, there was some information on this video that I sent Donnie today about he wanted to do a UFO, and Daniel and I have been watching that video today. So I'll send this to you, and you watch it, because they've got some really wild stuff on this video.
What do they talk about in general, Kat?
Well, okay, let me tell about the galaxy that spun through our galaxy, the Milky Way, from 2000, what, Mama 16 to 2019.
Yeah.
And there are pictures on the internet showing that some planet that was within this galaxy, it spun through ours, so we were able to see it, you know?
Uh-huh. You're right.
With telescopes and, satellites and whatnot. But, so it spun through at an 86-degree angle, so there was only just a mere amount of time that we were able to get photographs
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff. Okay. It came spinning through, and they said that all of our gravitational whatever on Earth, our waters, even the Earth and the planets orbiting the sun, this galaxy was going to throw off. It was sort of like a Planet X type thing.
Right. Well, if you have one galaxy smashing into smashing into another, you're going upside down spatial balance.
Exactly. And that's what Gene DeCode was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He said the alliance, the galactic alliance,
mm-hmm.
which he said is they've got some kind of station, substation, planetary station, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the asteroid belt? Between Mars and Jupiter? Is that right?
You got me.
I don't know either. It's either between Mars and Jupiter or
uh-huh.
Jupiter and Saturn. But anyway, that's the asteroid belt.
Okay.
That's where this station is. He said from that station, this galactic alliance, and this happens every 29,000 years, this same galaxy comes flowing through ours.
Oh, okay.
But they were able to cloak or deflect what they needed to,
mm-hmm.
so it wouldn't throw the Earth off of its revolution or rotation around the sun or anything like that. They were able to do these things. That's how high tech they are, to prevent this galaxy from destroying ours.
You mean the Alliance did this? The Galactic Alliance?
The Galactic Alliance, yes.
Are they comprised of the humanoids, or are they comprised of people from Earth?
You know, I really don't know, but
mm-hmm.
I know of the extraterrestrials or non-terrestrials, mm-hmm. whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
I would think, since they've been to Earth as many times as they have, I'm sure they have somebody on board with them that's of the human race. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like our government has several extraterrestrials in our government.
Mm-hmm.
I would think it's the same way.
I think Zuckerberg is a hybrid. I think that guy is a reject of the humanoids. And
I've heard that a lot.
But take a look at him. I mean, every time I take a look at him, I always think alien. He has
right.
the weirdest face, the eyes. Eh, he just weirds me out.
Him and Tesla.
Tesla. No, Tesla impresses me as being Tesla or Musk.
I think Tesla. They said at the end of his years,
uh-huh.
they said, "Look at his face and tell me that dude is a human."
Because I never thought of Tesla was a genius. Tesla was something else.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew more about electromagnetic energy than anybody, and I never thought he looked alien.
Well, I mean, I've seen a couple pictures. I didn't think that either.
No.
But they were like, I don't know. But he knew so much about it. I think that may be another reason.
Well, he also worked with Edison.
Yeah, he worked with a bunch of them, didn't he? Westinghouse and just several of them.
I don't know. Possibly, because I mean, he was well known during that time. But he worked with Edison, and he, from what I read, he told Edison, because Edison liked to do experiments. He did 5,000 experiments to find the light bulb. Tesla told him he could have saved himself so much time if he just applied mathematics and just saved the actual experiments. But I guess Edison was a, you know, I'm from Missouri, show me guy, probably.
Right, right.
You know.
I think
Edison was a genius. Look, can you, I can't imagine how back then when he discovered the, we don't use it anymore, the vinyl, the phonograph.
Yeah.
When he discovered that, it came to him as an idea that he could put onto wax just, crevices onto the wax, and that would keep sound vibrations in there, and you could listen to music by playing it on a Victrola.
And it sounded good,
It sounded decent. It sounded real good, you know, for that time. And I'm thinking
it
to myself,
did.
Wow. What kind of genius did you have to be? And what about the guy that invented the radio? It's not who we were taught in school. It wasn't what was his name? Anyway, they gave the patent. They took it away from him and gave it to somebody else who was trying to dispute the patent at the time. But can you imagine thinking of wireless? I think they said of him at the beginning, they said, "You got to be crazy. You can you think you can actually transmit a voice from here to London or something like that?"
Right, right.
Oh, my God, but these guys were so beyond their time. Wow.
I mean, who would even think about doing that at the time?
Yeah. I mean, to me, that phonograph is amazing. You take a needle, you dig curves into vinyl, and that vinyl actually, you can play back what those curves mean and hear music. Holy shit.
And how would you even know how to make the curves in the wax, you know? The
how
harmonics
did you get the idea that you could do that to begin with?
I know. I don't know.
Holy shit, I'm talking about genius. Wow. Oh. Inventors are something else. I mean, what they've done for society until the politicians come along, and of course.
And I'm still waiting on these 6,000 patents that are. I'm not sure if some of them have been declassified and just not brought to the public's eye, or what with the Tesla free energy.
Oh.
With the med beds.
Mm-hmm. I heard
about the
free energy. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
Fun.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, anybody who comes forward with that would automatically get killed by an oil executive. You know, that would ruin the oil company.
Yeah, yeah. Unless, Joe, unless you have hundreds septillion dollars.
Then, yeah.
Forget the oil execs, man. They're down here in the trillions, man. Forget them.
Yeah,
we don't.
Well,
not really forget you. But, you know, you can still have your oil, make your money. We still need you for cars and stuff. But for energy, hey, we got free energy, man. Well,
if I had like a few billion dollars, I wouldn't even really care. I got my money, and I can buy anything I want. And, you know, I might invest in, you know, some inventions for the future, but,
Well.
I hope they come out with these pictures from the tunnels. That would really blow everybody's mind.
Yeah, it would. But this energy, you know, I've read, and we all agree, well, I believe it, we've been controlled by these powerful families for centuries.
Oh, I believe it.
And anything
that
is good for us, they have to make money. That Pasteur, he controlled the railroads. He controlled when electricity was invented. He controlled that. And see, we could have had free electricity, but they couldn't make money off of something free to us,
right?
Yeah. So we have to pay for everything, you know?
Yeah.
And They just never have enough of money. Never.
They never quit.
They never quit.
It's like the, it's like the generic drugs. They don't want generic drugs on the market because the drugs that they're selling now are like 20, 40, 60 bucks a pill, and you can get a generic drug for $2 a pill. So they don't
want
that.
There
you go. Yeah.
Daniel, what that video I sent Donnie, did it not say 80% of the opium comes from Afghanistan?
Oh, we talked about that Saturday,
Yeah, 80%.
Yeah.
Well, those fields supposedly have been burned.
Really?
You know,
the Taliban burned them on their way to Kabul.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Showed it.
They also arrested and killed some of the warlords in the provinces, and they've locked the borders down. The Taliban is locked, and they've told everybody to go back to work. Go do what you usually do. You don't have to be afraid of us.
They said go open your shops, start serving food, go back to farming. You have nothing to be afraid of.
I hope that's true. I hope they're not trying to fake out the people in Afghanistan because you can't blame the people. See, look, the people in Afghanistan, as far as I'm concerned, they're not insurgents. They're freedom fighters.
Yes, yes.
Because the Pentagon went over there not to help them, but to grab the rare earth minerals and to grab shipping rights and to grab
oil,
and grab food,
opium,
and grab water. And, the CIA thrives on opium.
Yes.
They went over there for that. So, you know, I mean, I can't, even if the Afghan people kind of collaborated with the Americans, I can't blame them because you remember the stories of American soldiers just banging down doors and just rushing into houses looking for the Taliban without, you know, no-knock warrants, nothing. You just bang down the door.
Yeah.
So, you know.
There's gonna be good and bad Taliban, you know?
Sure.
You know, and, you know, we've heard that all those thousands of people that were at the tarmac around the plains screaming, you know, get us out of here, we want to leave, you know. I mean, supposedly they are the bad guys. They're going to arrest them all, you know.
They worked
with the CIA, you know, against the Afghan people.
They were globalists, Afghan globalists.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean the people who were saying, get me on the plane?
Yeah.
Americans you're talking about?
No.
Oh, Afghan?
The Afghan
people.
Yeah,
the Afghan.
Yeah?
You've seen the news and everything.
I always likened it to the Vichy French. Remember how Hitler just waltzed into France? He just marched right underneath the Arc de Triomphe?
Yeah.
Waltzed right on in, and it was not only did they not put up any resistance, they welcomed him practically.
I know. Yeah, it was like a welcome. You're exactly right.
Yeah. So those Vichy French, they were in danger from the French resistance because a few of them were saying, you know, if I ever get a hold of some of them, I'm just going to cut their throat. No trial. I'm just going to slit their throat. So, I mean, the
legit,
Taliban.
The legit French resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you.
You know, and, oh, man. I mean, how can you, that always got to me. How can you allow Nazis just come on in there, Hitler? Come on in. I don't know.
The Polish soldiers fought them tooth and nail, man.
Yeah.
That's why the Germans were so harsh on the Polish too. But hey, they fought them tooth and nail, man.
Well, that was their country. They didn't want to be invaded. I think Hungary might have done the same thing, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
But wow, I mean, you talk about the French just Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, that was supposed to be the cradle of liberty in the Western civilization at that time, along with the United States. But they just let them in. They just said, come bring in your tanks. No problem. No.
If I'm not mistaken, they did it in both World Wars, didn't they?
Did they do it in World War One?
I believe so. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But, I mean, they just never fought. I don't remember ever hearing of a French regiment that
took back over a town, you know, or something like that. You know, it just, I don't know, weird.
I mean, didn't France learn from Napoleon and from, you know, centuries of war? You know, don't you protect, want to protect your borders?
You would think.
But these times, if they become, if they get exposed, I wonder how people are going to react to it. It'd be real interesting.
Well, I tell you, Joe, another thing, not only does the cabal, the globalists, whatever you want to call them, have these tunnels in their control, the draconian race, which, what'd you call them earlier, Mama?
Reptilian.
Reptilian, yeah, that's a reptilian alien race has been living underneath, well, in the earth for years, and that
centuries,
and that begun the human trafficking. That's why, how many, 80 million people come up missing every year? 80 million?
80 million?
Yeah.
Is that worldwide or just?
I was about
that's
to
worldwide.
That was America.
That's worldwide. Definitely worldwide.
80 million?
Yes, come up missing every year. And most are children. Most are children. One video we watched one time did say not only are the human race the ones that the aliens are curious about so much because of our emotions and stuff like that, and probably because of powers that we have that we don't use. They're probably wondering why, you know.
Like the pineal gland or the third eye, something like that?
Yes, all that. All that.
Yeah.
You know, telekinesis, psychokinesis,
we've
all that.
Telekinesis, telekinetic power?
Yeah, we're supposed to. But we've been dumbed down.
Yeah, we don't even know how to use it or access this power because we've been dumbed down.
Now, see these chemtrails that have been going on for a long, long, long time? Supposedly, the chemtrails that we're getting now are good for us. They're good for us. They're supposed to wake up our consciousness.
I'm waking you guys up. I went through hell. I signed up for stupid Hulu, and I didn't have to do that. Finally found it, but not on Hulu. So hang on.
Really?
This is called the Ozarks. I remember, so hang on. I don't know if it's a whole thing, because they've taken a lot off.
A fighter. I've heard things that'll blow your mind, and now I think it's time you get the whole story.
I'm trying to turn it up.
Time running up. As Jesse investigates a conspiracy, they know something's coming. It's a lot of World War
II. Financial
collapse. Are they getting ready for World War III? A powerful group. Bans on overthrowing our government and taking over the world from a command post in the American heartland.
Why would anybody want to hide out there?
Jesse's team hits the ground running.
I want you in and out of the shadows this time.
And finds that something very strange.
How often are these earthquakes occurring? 4, 5, 10 a day.
Is happening. A private house as a front for a government operations center.
Okay, this got Oliver Stone's son also. Is
that Alex Jones I heard?
Yes, it's Alex Jones. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jesse clashes with the local law.
You're going to put a governor face down in the dirt?
He goes to extremes.
We're meeting the White Rabbit on the Wizard of Oz on an ark.
But it may be too late. The Illuminati symbolism is everywhere. As he hits
on... That was Mark Dice.
Should we be scared?
Oh,
to uncover the Ozarks conspiracy.
I'm Jesse Ventura. And this is Conspiracy Theory.
Jesse Ventura is staging a kamikaze raid on a secret underground lair. An investigation into a shocking conspiracy has led here, this doorway to a hidden fortress.
Wow, look at this place.
The doorway to a new world. But the end of ours.
Do you think they're watching us?
Well,
When this one began, I thought I already knew it all. All those stories about the world being run by some secret elite group, to me, they were something you could never come close to proving. And then I got a call from Anthony Hilder.
This must be the man I'm looking for right here.
This Paul McCartney-looking guy is a big name in the conspiracy field. He spent 30 years making documentaries about the secret elite. And now, he says, they're ready to make their biggest move yet.
Okay, what do you got for me? Why am I meeting you?
You're meeting me because there's a war against the people of the world. They're out Hitlering Hitler at the height of his hysteria. They're out murdering Mao, intending to kill 95% of the people. That's their
and
plan.
Who's they?
They is the Illuminati. Those who control the managed media, those who control the state, and the commerce. The oligarchy of evil that controls the world, the evil arch.
Right. The Illuminati. That secret organization that runs the world. Controlling currencies by causing financial crisis. Controlling nations through wars. Cutting the population through famine and vaccines. Even promoting inner city crime through the violent lyrics in rap music. I'm always hearing about the Illuminati. I'm still waiting for somebody to nail them down.
They want to kill us. This plan isn't down the road. It's right here. It's right now. Now.
And this guy, I'm starting to think he might be a quack. I figured there's one question I better get out of the way.
What do you say to people that say you're nuts, you're crazy?
Well, we say take a look at the facts.
Exactly. Facts. And this is when things get urgent.
And those facts are what?
They're doing it now. They're going underground. It's like a ship. The ship is sinking. They're like rats. They're going to be they're going to jump ship. They're going to go out to the Ozarks.
You're telling me the Ozarks? The Ozarks. That big region smack in the center of the United States. Parts of Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas, and Oklahoma.
The Ozarks.
Where hillbillies live.
That's where they can be safest. This is like a James Bond story.
So what you're telling me is down in the Ozarks, they're building places underground.
Right.
Where they can survive this turmoil that will happen here above ground.
That's okay. Where Jesse Ventura comes in to go out there and do this investigation.
And if I go to the Ozarks, I'll be convinced this is happening.
Right. No longer be conspiracy theory. It'll be conspiracy fact.
Jesse gets his team on the case.
This is what we got.
Investigator June Sarbaugh. Braverman, Jesse's advisor, and the new blood, Sean Stone, son of director Oliver Stone, and Jesse's son, Tyrell.
This is basically the entire Ozark.
Okay, guys, you want me to continue to play this?
I don't mind.
Kathy, Daniel, wake up.
Sorry,
let's
I was...
go, guys.
Yes.
Hey, you want me to continue?
It's kind of off of your UFO show, but this is interesting. Oh. No, it plays right into it.
I think it plays right into it.
I do, too.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay, now, when you want me to stop, just holler, and we can just, you know, stop it, and we'll discuss it.
Let her roll.
Okay.
Region in the middle of the country. It extends all the way from Arkansas into Missouri.
Why would anybody want to hide out there of all places?
Actually, Governor, from my research, I think this would be a great place to hide. They've got tunnels everywhere, fresh water supply, lots of food. If you're going to hide anywhere, it'd be there.
No kidding.
Well, this whole region is totally Illuminati.
Wait a minute, Sean. How do we even truly know the Illuminati really exists?
Okay. We know from historical facts that the Illuminati was organized by a guy named Adam Weishaupt, 1776, the same year as our Declaration of Independence. The agenda is a New World Order, and that's the same agenda that they still have.
So how do you know that today?
Because I've been contacted by them. Someone within the Illuminati called you.
Why would they call you?
Yeah.
We have contacts within it. All this is very real.
Sean is really out there. But I'm hoping he comes in handy.
I'd find it hard to believe.
Well, clearly we got to start doing our research. Let's get out there and learn what we can learn.
Yeah.
You going to get any Illuminati calls if we do that?
They call me. I don't call them.
Jesse sends Tyrell and Sean to get the goods. First step, finding out if the Illuminati is real. Sean has an underground connection. He rides off into the night to find her. Tyrell arrives in downtown L.A. to meet Mark Dice. Dice is an author, activist, and well-known Illuminati foe.
Los Angeles Public Library, featured prominently on the top, is a pyramid with a torch of illumination on the very capstone of the pyramid.
Oh, wow.
To the initiated, to the Illuminati, it's the symbol of power.
On top of the library in downtown Los Angeles.
The Illuminati symbolism is everywhere.
What are the Illuminati?
The Illuminati is basically the pinnacle of secret societies. It's the top level of intersecting secret societies. It's an international mafia, essentially. People that have started these multinational banking corporations are Illuminati. They run the media. They decide who's going to get elected. They're powerful people.
We've gotten word that the Illuminati are making strong moves into the Ozarks. Does that make any sense to you?
Absolutely. Really? It's a secluded area that, in the event of a catastrophe, would most likely remain untouched.
Far from the city, Sean Stone finds his contact. Lisa LaRue is a Cherokee Indian. She's privy to secrets passed on for generations.
You know why the Illuminati is interested in the Ozarks?
There's a lot of caves and a lot of tunnels, places where people can hide things.
The way you describe the tunnels, it makes it sound as though they're very intricate. They're connected caves. They're not simply random.
Yeah. First. They go for thousands of miles. They've been used for many, many years for lots of secret type of things.
So we hear the Illuminati activity in the Ozarks increasing on a daily basis. What's really going on now?
There's a lot of construction. There's been a lot of mysterious things happen lately. A lot of earthquakes. A lot of the disturbances indicate to me and to a lot of people that there's something going on underground.
What are some of the other signs in that region that the Illuminati are moving in?
Well, there's a very strange compound that's being built there. I would call it a bunker, okay? It's a fully off-the-grid, self-sustaining, massive compound, which really I think the sole purpose of it is to function as the new capital of the United States or the world. It's reasonable to believe that the compound is also accessible via underground tunnels that span the country and connect numerous important places around the country.
And as you're saying, essentially the Illuminati would use that house as a central command.
Yes, absolutely.
The Illuminati seem to be digging around them underground in the caves. If we were to go down there, would we run into these guys?
All I can tell you, Sean, is be very, very careful. It could be really dangerous.
Coming up, the mystery of the Ozarks Castle.
A private house with giant thick concrete walls, bulletproof glass, you name it.
72,000 square feet. That's bigger than the White House.
And the hunt for the man who could be key to the Illuminati takeover.
This guy runs many of spy satellites that are surveilling the world and the people of the United States.
Then,
Sean, I want you in and out of the shadows in this town.
Jesse's team hits the Ozarks.
I hear this place goes underground.
I'm sure it has a basement.
And you won't believe what they find. When Conspiracy Theory continues. Jesse Ventura and his team are racing the clock, investigating reports that the Illuminati is setting up headquarters in the Ozarks. Tyrell and Sean have confirmed that underground construction is moving at a furious pace. and a giant project is being rushed to completion above.
That would be the area where they would reconstitute the government.
Is this evidence of a plot to take over the world? Jesse needs to find out. While June Sarpong finds even more reason for urgency. She's at an Occupy encampment where she finds Clyde Lewis. Lewis is a radio broadcaster and conspiracy researcher. He's taking heat for talking about the Illuminati endgame.
June, what you need to understand is that the things are happening now and the clock is ticking now. They want to initiate us to a new empire. You need to understand that they have this idea that out of chaos comes order, the new world order.
Lewis's charges are explosive. From the occupied movement to the Arab Spring. He says the rebellion against the elite has been orchestrated by the elite, the Illuminati.
Well, take a look around you. Financial meltdown, the mortgage crisis. We have people right now occupying certain areas of the United States. And what's happening with that? They're getting people riled up. That is the plan. Chaos and anarchy.
So where will the Illuminati go when the doomsday scenario actually happens?
June, I believe that they're going to go underground. And then, while they're underground safe and sound, we're going to turn on each other.
Should we be scared?
We should be scared. The clock is ticking now.
Kind of sounds like right now, doesn't it? People turning on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was on mute.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it just kind of sounds like what's going on, exactly what's going on right now.
Yes, it does, Donnie, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And this house thing that he's going to, I can't explain it. It is huge. Yeah, I mean, huge, and it's in the... I can't explain why anybody would build a place like that. But it's under...
Yeah.
How do you get a permit? It's under housing. Not no business or anything like that.
Is the housing underneath the tunnel or is it above ground?
It's above ground, this big, huge thing, but I'll continue to play it. He tries to go to it. He goes to it with a cop, and the owner won't let him in or something. I haven't seen this in a long time, but here we go.
Good.
I think we're going to go.
Ground safe and sound. We're going to turn on each other.
Should we be scared?
We should be scared. The clock is ticking now.
Meanwhile, Jesse is concentrating on what's above ground. That mysterious compound going up outside the town of Ozark, Missouri.
If this is just someone's vacation place, it's time to move on to the next conspiracy. And if anyone's going to know if it's the real deal, it's Alex Jones, my conspiracy tipster.
Well, they're pointing you in the right direction. We've seen incredible Illuminati movements into that area because they believe it's one of the safest areas in North America during a disaster. They know something's coming, and we need to find out. Are they getting ready for World War III? That's what must be looked into, Governor.
Launching World War III from a house in the woods?
Governor, this armored redoubt is everything that the anti-Illuminati movement has been afraid of. It signifies the globalists preparing for the collapse.
Alex gives me the lowdown. That house, totally self-sufficient. It's got its own water supply. Built to withstand a tornado or nuclear blast.
Giant thick concrete walls, bulletproof glass, you name it. From our research, what we've determined is it is a private house that's basically being developed as a front for a government operations center, an op center. But at the same time, this is a model to build armored fortresses that just look like regular, nice mansion manors.
This is no vacation place. Do the locals, are they aware of this down there?
At first, there were a lot of stories coming out because people working inside, but they had to sign non-disclosure agreements. Now they've kind of put out a PR spin story and say, oh, we're just building this to demonstrate these new building materials. I have talked to so many high-end construction company people who were in contact with me, and they say all over the U.S., rich former government contractors, CIA, NSA, and others are getting ready for something. It is just so important to find out what's happening with this Ozark's mystery.
Listen up, people. I got some interesting information. This structure is right now currently being built in the Ozarks. Get a load of this. 72,000 square feet.
Looks like a fortress more than a house.
It does.
72,000 square feet. In other words, this is bigger than the White House. The White House is 55,000 square feet. But I'll give you a better idea of the size of this place. Think about the biggest houses you know.
This is bigger than the Spelling Mansion in Beverly Hills.
That Darren Spelling Mansion you always hear about? 57,000. It's larger than Bill Gates' house. Bill Gates' place? 66,000 square feet. This building in the Ozarks is 72,000. And that's just the part you can see. The part above the ground.
I must say, I'm more interested by what's underneath this house than what you see on the surface. I mean,
why?
Well, think about it. Structure this size, looks like a fortress. What's going on underneath could connect to the tunnels and caves we've been talking about in the Ozarks.
Well, you know what's really funny? I've been digging up some statistics about the Ozarks, and this is really interesting. There are a ton of banks being built.
Banks?
Banks. Now, in New York, you have one bank per 7,000 people. In L.A., one bank per 11,000 people. In a tiny region in Ozarks, a place called Mountain View, Arkansas, you have one bank per 53 people.
53?
Oh,
in L.A., one bank per 11,000? And this little tiny town, there's one bank for every 53 people? 53 people couldn't even support a bank.
Okay, so we have to find out what they're preparing for down here.
Or what all this money is doing here.
Yeah.
Let's head to the Ozarks, people.
Still ahead is the owner,
billionaire,
of the Ozarks Fortress,
involved with the government,
the head of the Illuminati.
This guy sounds like Blackwater of surveillance.
Then, look at the name. One member of the conspiracy team, Oz Ark, takes a left turn at crazy.
Oz Ark.
And finds the mysterious white rabbit.
I don't like yourself.
Who reveals the secrets of the Ozarks caves.
A few years ago, these were all open, and now they're just closing them all out.
And later, Jesse locks horns with the law.
You're going to put a governor face down in the dirt?
All ahead on Conspiracy Theory. From underground caves to a hilltop fortress, Jesse Ventura has solid leads that the Illuminati is building a base in the Ozarks, a hideout from a major catastrophe. Now, he and his team arrive in the Ozarks to get the proof.
Here's the plan, guys. I think you and I should get all the background information we can get, learn what we can learn officially first. Sean, I want you in and out of the shadows in this town.
If there's strange stuff happening here, Sean will find it out for sure.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
We'll all meet back later.
While Sean rushes off to the shadows, Jesse and Tyrell stop at the local newspaper. Donna Osborne broke the story about the round-the-clock construction on the edge of town.
We've got word that this place is like a monstrosity, 72,000 square feet.
Yes, quite unusual indeed. Generally, when we have a structure of that size, it will come up in planning and zoning.
And this did not come up in planning and zoning?
It did not come up for public review in planning and zoning because it's a single-family residence, which does not need a public hearing.
I can't even add a bathroom to my house without having to clear it through the planning commission. This guy must have some powerful friends to keep all that a secret.
So this is officially a single-family home?
It is permitted as a single-family residence.
That's a hell of a single-family home.
And there was some speculation about being a government-type installation, which is what my first thought was.
Really?
Something that big.
What makes you think that?
It's just big, and it's fortified.
Mm.
Yeah, but who owns this place? Somebody's got to be signing the bills.
We did some research, and we found out that it was owned under Stephen Huff, LLC, from Leesburg, Virginia. And we found his name associated with some defense contracting with something called Overwatch Systems, which is geospatial surveillance satellite.
What's going on? So he is involved with the government in surveillance?
Well, I suspect if the government wants to read the newspaper over our shoulders, the satellite technology might have been developed by somebody like Stephen.
Overwatch, the all-seeing eye. Many conspiracy theorists have called the Overwatch Corporation an Illuminati tool. And they point to the eye in its logo. All-seeing, all-powerful, all-knowing. A symbol of the Illuminati.
So this has the potential to even be domestic spying.
And who is Stephen Huff? He's a billionaire. The mainstream media refers to him as a software entrepreneur. For some reason, the mainstream media ignores his official biography. Stephen Huff began his career in U.S. Army intelligence. Then he moved up the ladder and became an officer in the CIA.
Does his background bother you at all?
It certainly lends credibility to it being something other than what it's stated to be. And that may be why he wanted to keep it so secret.
I think next we have a lot of you in this house.
Well, you can talk to the sheriff.
Let's go over and talk to the sheriff.
Yep. I think that's our next move. House, and right? See if he'll take us up to the house or whatever, yeah. And go from there.
Whoa, whoa, Sean, what the hell did you find? Look at what? What are we talking about here?
Look at the name.
Name?
What's the name of the town?
Ozark Main Street.
I know. Break it down.
Ozark Main Street.
Oz.
Oz.
Ark. Oz. Ark.
Ark of Oz. Okay.
Okay. But that's Oz. The name of the town.
I know. Oz is an Illuminati name. It's the Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Ark of Oz. Either Sean got into a moonshine still, or he's on to something. This Illuminati has been out here a lot longer than anyone suspects.
It's called Illuminati program, like Oswald, you know. It's like, it's not coincidence. Osama bin Laden. Oz is always an indication of some kind of Illuminati program operation. I met this guy, White Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
It's another Alice in Wonderland. Another program.
Right, yeah.
That they use for mind control operations.
White Rabbit? Ark of Oz? It all sounds crazy to me. But this is why Sean is on the team. I've got to let him go his way.
Ark of Oz. So the house, I mean, it's basically a fortress, a compound, not a house. You got to get inside there and find out. Go underground, underneath the house.
Okay. You check underground, and I'll check above.
White Rabbit?
Yeah.
Sean meets his connection. White Rabbit is a local who explores Ozark's caves and tunnels.
Right.
He keeps track of what's been closed off or under construction. Then he posts the information online. He's got reason to keep his identity hidden, but he has a lot to show Sean.
So what do you got here?
This is a cave that used to be accessible, and now it's blocked off.
This network of caves and tunnels is extensive enough to form underground cities. This is where Illuminati leaders can hide from the World War III. They start.
So we're down here. Where's the Huff House?
It's up in here.
And we're down here right now, right?
Yeah. A few years ago, these were all open, and now they're just closing them all out.
But there's others around here we can check out.
Yeah, there's others.
Let's see what we can find.
Meanwhile, June has made a connection of her own. She's in Mountain View, Arkansas. That's the hillbilly town where all those banks are springing up, where many suspect the Illuminati is hoarding money for the post-apocalyptic world.
Whether it is a man-made Armageddon or whether it is the end of all times, something is going on.
Local historian Frida Cruz drives June around her hometown, a town that's undergoing some strange changes.
Dive up through here. We have a little bank up here, Bank of Mount View. It was owned by the Hinkle family, and this was our only bank.
For the whole
year. Everybody banked there.
Then all of a sudden there was an influx of banks into the town.
Yes. I'll point out a few to you as we drive through here. This is First Security Bank, you know, huge bank. And up here you have two more banks. Those are all new banks.
But it's what's underground that's really got folks shaken.
We've never had earthquakes.
Earthquakes? Caused by work in the caves.
It's just unbelievable the amount of building that's going on. They're basically turning their head to the fact that it's causing earthquakes.
Wow. And how often are these earthquakes occurring now?
4, 5, 10 a day.
Rita Cruz is not exaggerating. In 2009, the state of Arkansas reported 36 earthquakes. In 2011, 788. That's a 2,000% increase.
I'd say that's a lot.
That's like California getting more than 6 million earthquakes in a year.
In fact, yesterday, I think it was, we had the largest earthquake we had on record.
Back in Ozark.
You must be Sheriff Joe Kyle.
That'd be me.
The local sheriff says he's been deputized to take Jesse and Tyrell up to the Huff House. Jesse looks forward to meeting the man behind the curtain.
I understand you've got a pretty interesting home that got built here that I need to look at.
Yeah, it's rather large house. We call it the castle.
The castle.
Castle.
Let's go see the castle.
Right this way.
While Sean investigates the caves firsthand.
So this cave we're going into, this is man-made or natural?
Partially man-made. There's pick marks and bore marks.
So what have you found that the police are bugging you? You said you've been arrested a few times. Do they join this down these caves?
There's something in these places they don't like me seeing or showing everybody. I don't like myself.
So how deep does this go?
Coming up, deep in the caves, Sean makes a shocking discovery.
Just got here, man. This is not good.
But will he get out in time? And later, an amazing sight.
Wow, look at this place.
Will have you convinced that this conspiracy theory is real.
You could definitely hide out from the world above.
Jesse Ventura and his son Tyrell are rolling toward a massive mystery mansion under construction outside Ozark, Missouri. Word is, the place is an Illuminati Death Star. Jesse wants to confront the owner, a billionaire and former agent for the CIA. Sean Stone is a few miles away with an Illuminati investigator who calls himself White Rabbit. He's seeing how the Death Star may be connected to thousands of miles of caves and tunnels. And June Starpong is in Arkansas, where locals are very aware that something strange is brewing. Pastor Lois Monroe insists the Illuminati has moved into her community. She fights them by preaching.
God has an army, the army that will not break rank, and that they'll fight the kingdom of darkness.
Did you think there were new dark forces in Mountain View?
There's dark forces everywhere. That's why he's sending his people here.
So do you believe that there is a sort of a world order, as it were, that's against?
Very much so, yes.
You believe?
Oh, yes.
By the Illuminati.
Oh, yes. Look into the background of it. You'll see it all linked together.
Now, I hear this thing is 72,000 square feet.
I would guess that that's probably very true. I mean, it's a huge building.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's more like
it could be a house.
Yeah, it's more like a government building.
Did he just say government building? Like a headquarters for that New World Order after the big war?
I'd like to know where they got the money. If they're a government contractor, our government paid these guys enough that they're billionaires?
Again, you know, I'm a public, public official.
I
can't speculate.
While we're getting closer, Sean's getting deeper into the caves, maybe even approaching the house from a different angle.
How is this here?
Probably 23 feet anyway. One of these spikes and these pick marks down here, they've been digging and making it bigger.
You know, I'll bet if we could get close enough to that Huff House, we could find caves that lead us right to it.
Probably so.
Now there's a wall. He's climbing it to get on the other side.
Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But there's people there.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean heard something in that cave. I'm about to see that fortress up close. At least I think I am.
Oh, wow. That's the building up on the hill.
Yes, you can
see. Look at that.
From back here, you don't really get how big it is.
Right.
Sure, as we get closer to it, it'll be much larger because it's pretty far off.
Well, unfortunately, this is the best view you're going to get of it right here.
I got news for this guy. I didn't come all this way to be stopped here. We're going up the road.
You know, it reminds me of Thai Area 51. As you pull up to it, a vehicle will come up on the ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you cross that, they will come down and then put your face down in the dirt with weapons. You're going to put a governor face down on the dirt?
Cutting up.
We're going to go on up to the house.
Jesse orders the sheriff to show him the Illuminati command center.
Look at the size of this place.
And later.
We're meeting the White Rabbit on the Wizard of Oz on an ark.
John's mysterious informant leads him to a place.
I'm a little scared.
That will truly.
You're saying this is like an entire city underground.
Amaze you.
That definitely answers the question of why here.
That's coming up on Conspiracy Theory.
Now this part's quite amazing. If I remember right.
Jesse Ventura is set to meet the owner of a massive fortress in the middle of the Ozarks. He's ready to confront the Illuminati. When the local sheriff tells him the meeting's been canceled, Jesse plays it cool.
I hear this place goes underground. Does it?
Well, I'm sure it has a basement.
I've heard there's tunnels and caves all around here.
Well, you know, there's caves all over the daggum state.
Right.
So it's entirely possible anywhere in the state you could have an underground complex.
It sounds to me like they're preparing for some type of disaster.
Well, I mean, that's the premise behind the building construction.
They're planning for disaster. He just admitted it.
What about the rest of us?
Well, you know, I can't answer that question.
Jesse tells the sheriff to get back on the phone and get him up to the house.
All right, we're going to go on up to the house, and if I can't find him, we'll just turn and leave. Okay. Bye.
Meanwhile, Sean Stone has made a fast escape from the caves that lead beneath the compound. His guide, the White Rabbit, promises he's got something even more impressive in store.
So if you think that's something, just wait and see what I got to show you.
All right, let's go.
Sean is anxious to go along, but not alone. He wants Jesse to see for himself. But right now, Jesse is heading up the hill toward the mystery house, closing in on the Illuminati. And then it comes into view.
This is the house here, huh?
Look at this.
Wow. Look at the size of this place. This is like a big castle.
This place is bigger than my high school. I can't wait to get a look around. But then, the sheriff gets out. He doesn't know we can hear what he's saying.
Okay. Okay, that's all I needed to hear.
And we didn't expect he'd lock us in. The only place we're going is away. Stephen Huff, he's not around. If he is, he's hiding. We'll have to get a look at his place from that other angle.
That house was freaking amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, where's Crazy Sean right now?
There's no telling where he goes when I send him off. That's
right.
What I like about him.
Here he is. What do you got, man?
Yeah, I found my rabbit. Just come with me.
What? What are we seeing, man?
We gotta meet my rabbit. He'll take us there.
We gotta meet
him in a parking lot. Don't worry.
We're meeting the white rabbit on the Wizard of Oz on an ark. That's what you're telling me.
Not saying anything. Just wait and see for yourself.
All right,
man.
Just having fun with you, Sean. You're bizarre enough.
We're in Ozark. What do you want?
We pile into the SUV. White Rabbit says he'll show us what the Huff people tried to hide.
So what you're saying, this is like an entire, what, city underground?
Really?
A city underground.
You would be in the right.
Okay. Yeah, we turn it here.
Just press that.
How many underground facilities or caves do you think you've been in?
Boy, kind of a dozen caves or a dozen cities underground. To your knowledge, what are they used for? Why underground and why a dozen of them?
A place to survive in the world.
White Rabbit leads the team on a long drive to an underground facility with security and guards.
When you start to actually go through the
gate, right? We tried the high road, now we're taking the low road. We're going to try and infiltrate this fortress from below.
Let me get started.
Well, we'll get there. This is the last segment, I think.
The hunt for the Illuminati has led Jesse Ventura from a mountaintop fortress to an underground hideout. This may be the Illuminati's last stand. A sprawling, multi-million square foot bunker. Tailor-made protection from an Armageddon of their own creation.
Is he going in?
Yep.
He's going to be cool with me just riding up on his ass and they're going to rat us out.
Tyrell moves closer and closer to the entrance. At any moment, the team can be stopped by armed security guards.
I say we keep moving. Tyrell waits for his moment and drives inside. I make sure we've got cameras rolling.
Wow.
This place isn't only the largest underground facility in the area.
This is amazing,
they
really.
They say it's the largest in the world. Look at this. They got room for two lanes of 18-wheelers. The road literally goes on for miles. Look, there, it's branching off again. Who knows where that leads? Maybe even to the Huff House.
Do you think they're watching us right now?
Yeah.
And this thing's hooked up to railroad, too.
This facility covers 50 million square feet. All underground, all climate controlled. They got warehouses for food, data, all sorts of things. Offices, manufacturing, even underground farming, and stockpiles of crude oil. Oh yeah, there's plenty of space to live in. You can fit thousands of people here, if you want to save that many.
Well, you could definitely hide out from the world above and hear stuff like this, no doubt about it.
Because I've never seen places like this exist in the world.
Yeah, this
is scale. You can store anything now.
This is huge. This is an underground city. And there are dozens of these across the region? This is starting to look a lot like conspiracy fact.
That definitely answers the question of why here.
Yep.
Because you don't have that type of ground and rock work generally anywhere else in the country.
We head back into daylight. And what do you know? Just across the way, railroad tracks. And parking lots full of buses and green energy vehicles.
Wow.
It's like they've got door-to-door transportation for the chosen few. When it's time to move inside and weld those doors shut.
Is that a coincidence? Just happens to be there.
I don't necessarily think it'd be a good place to live, but it would be a good place to survive.
For Jesse, the conspiracy falls into place. Who would think that worldwide rebellion against the 1% would actually be part of a plan orchestrated by the 0.1%? And now, emerging from the underground, it all makes sense. A vast, hidden shelter beneath a hilltop command post. What's going on here is setting the stage for the Ozarks to take its place as the center, not only of the United States, but the world, the New World Order.
If I hadn't seen all this with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. A self-sufficient nuke-proof fortress? That ain't no dream house. It's a nightmare house. And that underground city just waiting to be populated? That's no theory. The facts are that the rich and powerful are always going to try to pull the strings. And they're going to try to stay a step ahead of the rest of us. It's up to you and me to watch out for ourselves. Don't let them pull the wool over your eyes. It's a long way down that rabbit hole. I'm Jesse Ventura, and this is Conspiracy Theory.
All right. There you go.
That was great.
I wish you could see this. I wish you could see it because it's amazing.
Now, Donnie,
yes.
That map you were looking at,
yes.
On that video I sent you,
yeah.
Those are all underground tunnels, too.
Oh, okay.
See? I mean, it's not just here in the United States.
Right.
They're all over the world.
Yeah, that Ventura said it. Earlier, he said they connect continents. I mean, they do.
Under the oceans.
Yep.
And they have anti-gravity trains that they travel on, you know.
They call them maglev trains. They're pressurized containers. You get in, but it is a train. It's straight up a train, but they use the anti-gravity to move them along. And they've had this. They said you could go New York to San Francisco in 20 minutes. I think they can.
20
they
minutes.
They do now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like that would kill you.
Since these tunnels are they encase them, and you know they have this anti-gravity movement. You know, it doesn't affect you. I mean, it's not our technology.
They're in pressurized trains.
Yeah.
See?
They have track.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have track and all.
Magnetic tracks they've had for a while. They've had that in Tokyo, I believe.
They crossed the track in that city. The rail tracks are coming right into that city. And across the street, there was thousands of cars, these green energy cars.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing there?
I don't know.
See, we would be in to Hillary's second term now, and this is when the nuclear wars would start. In her second, their timeline, their plan was 16 years. Obama 8, Hillary 8.
Yeah.
And in her second term, World War III would break out. And that's when they would. But, Joe, you asked me about earthquakes and stuff. And I told you, you know, see, all over the world, earthquakes are happening where they shouldn't be happening. But that's the alliance taking out these dumps, these underground tunnels and caverns.
Yeah, like Ventura was saying, though, that lady in that town, she was talking about how many earthquakes that they had in Arkansas or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Those were to the dynamite and the help boring the tunnels out.
Mm-hmm.
That was the cabal causing those earthquakes. The earthquakes as of recent, and you're talking thousands of them, are caused by the alliance and the alliance nations here on Earth, not the Galactic Alliance, taking out
I'm in trouble.
All these cities and such.
In Greenland, they are filling the tunnels with lava.
Kathy, hang on.
Okay.
I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I'm in trouble.
What happened,
Donnie?
Pianki. I don't know how long.
You mean to tell me?
Hey,
you mean to tell me that I came on here on Thursday night to listen to this?
Well, we're going to be kidding.
I don't went through a hurricane down here. Haven't had electricity since Sunday and came on miraculously. I think it was today. The only way that the hurricane winds left me alone is I nailed Donald Trump posters around my house.
Amen. I heard about that. I did. All the way up here to Alabama. I heard about it.
Yes, I told Kathy that email.
And you guys talking about some Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
That's something true. Y'all come on.
That was very interesting.
I'm going to tell you how I know this ain't true. All I got to do is ask some iron workers who live in the Ozarks. Is there any projects like this going on? You know what they're going to say? Nope. They wouldn't know because you have to have them to build stuff like that.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, who's going to install the reinforcement rod?
Well, okay. There are none. If they don't know, then Jesse Ventura is lying with his cameras.
Well, he is.
You think he's lying?
Yes, sir.
No way.
There ain't no project like that going on in the Ozarks.
Pianki?
I know the Ozarks very well.
He drives into a mountain and it's an underground.
He's probably driving into Cheyenne Mountain. That's where he's probably driving into. He's done stories on that before. Cheyenne Mountain's where you're underground. Well, DEFCON, what is it, DEFCON, whatever.
Cities he was talking about?
What cities?
He saw the cities. He saw it.
He was the governor?
Yeah, Minnesota, remember?
No, but Minnesota, Minneapolis, where George Floyd comes from. That's why George Floyd's so screwed up.
Uh-oh.
This is worldwide, though. This was just a taste.
Is Joe still there?
I'm here.
All right.
Ain't no tunnels going underneath the ocean. You know how far down you have to go to get to the bottom of the ocean and all that pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't have no... Anybody who will go down and live under something like that, they crazy as hell.
These are ancient tunnels.
That's why I like people living in New Orleans. On the other side of the 11th, where you stand in your front yard looking in the ocean, you have to look up at ships.
No one
thing.
Are
you saying that Jesse Ventura, this particular episode, is a lie?
He says it's himself, conspiracy theories.
Yeah, so?
No, he said this is a conspiracy fact. That's what he said, too.
Oh, well he was probably in Cheyenne Mountain. Yeah, that's a fact.
No, he wasn't talking about being in Cheyenne Mountains. He was talking about being in the Ozarks.
Yeah, he gave the city and everything.
The richest person in Missouri is the Waltons, the Walmart Waltons that I know of.
Yeah, but this is a government-type deal.
Well, let's put it like this. If they're going to build using concrete, they have to have local concrete delivered from a local batch plant. You have to have reinforcement rods for the concrete. And you have to have iron workers to install it. Nobody Mexican is going to come in there. You be talking about a war now. And nobody knows nothing about this. Working at night, too? I tell you how you can prove that. You can go to the Union Welfare and pension plan, and they'll tell you the number of hours that have been logged by that local. The Ozark is covered by local 396. There is no record of credited pension dollars of hours beyond the ordinary, working 24 hours around the clock.
Of course
you would
not.
Take hundreds of men to do that.
Thousands probably, but this is a government.
We don't have
a cabal.
Now wait a minute.
Government.
We only got about 1,600 iron workers in Local 396, and they working on jobs. So you can't take everybody in the local and put them on that one job. Then you wouldn't be able to cover the other jobs.
Then they didn't come from the local.
Who said they were using local workers? Where do you think all these millions of people go that come up missing every year? 80 million worldwide. Where do you think they go?
They become workers?
Kathy, I think
y'all
they
really,
do.
Y'all
they
really
do.
Stretching it now.
Well, where are these 80 million people that come up missing? Where are they?
I don't know where they are. Heck, in Berkeley, right next to Ferguson, you had about 35 girls, all black except for one, that came up missing in the last 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Not a bone one found. I just found it
nothing.
Unbelievable.
And not a one of them would be worth working any hard work job. You're going to spend more money feeding them than you ever get out of in labor.
How did Jesse get in and get out so easily?
I don't know. He's making a video.
No, that's my question to Jesse Ventura.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought he was supposed to have his face put in the dirt. And what was the sheriff's name? Do the research and see if there's such a sheriff in Ozark County that exists.
I don't know where he said where it was, but I can't remember.
It's Ozark County.
I will save. I did save the because it was hell trying to get to this damn thing.
Ozark County. I used to fly into the airport there. That's where Ozark Opera is and all that stuff. I used to land on. I can't think of the name of the airport. It's hard airport to land. It's something kind of like on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Well, Silver Dollar City is there. Bagnell Dam.
Well, how do you explain all the banks all of a sudden for this little town?
What's the name of the town?
Oh, God. I don't remember. I'll have to listen to it again.
Where'd you get the video?
Well,
I'll
tell you what. Look up Bank of America, Ozark County Branch. I bet you don't have none.
Well, this, she named them. She named a couple of them. She named
one was Security First or something.
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
I haven't either.
Well, she said it was a huge bank. But where'd you get the video from, Donnie?
Oh, geez. Hold on. Oops. And everything's backwards, so, you know, the words.
Oh,
I mean, not
okay.
Words,
in order to protect
the
yeah, no infringement on the copyright. Yeah.
Right. Where in the hell is it? Okay, right here. A Daily Motion.
Okay. Yeah, that's a competitor of YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's been around for as long as YouTube. It just hasn't been gobbled up by Google.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I use DuckDuckGo, so.
You know, DuckDuckGo is the search engine. Daily Motion is like YouTube. It shows all those videos.
Yeah. Well, that's where I got it.
Must be making a lot of money.
Go to Jesse. No, hold on. Go. Where is it? Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, Season 3, Episode 4.
Okay. Well, take a look at it, Bianchi. See for yourself.
It's called the old guy.
No, Joe, I'm not looking at that.
Yeah, but I was reading a couple of Jesse Ventura's books, and they make a lot of sense, especially since he's using declassified documents and open source documents about the government. So that's no conspiracy there. Those are documents made from and by the government.
63 documents that the government...
63 documents you should read, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, if they're so secret, why did he have them?
No.
You know what the penalty is of having a hole or something like that?
Well, no, when they declassify all this information, they never put it. Yeah, they don't put it on CNN and Fox News. You have to go looking for it.
It's all comprised in one book. You can find it on the net. He says so inside the book. You can find it on the net. The thing is, he's compiled them all in one book, 63 documents that the government doesn't want you to read. It's all about how the government's interfered in the lives of Americans and other and other nations.
Well, Joe, if the government don't want you to read, it wouldn't be on the internet that easy, would it?
Okay, let me say it again. They are declassified. Okay.
Good gracious.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Who does?
Y'all been bamboozled, man. I thought black folks was the only one that got bamboozled like that.
No. This is pretty amazing.
It is. I didn't see it, but I like to see it. But the thing is, when it comes to that particular book, again, declassified means they are publicly available.
All right, so they're publicly available, and people can go wandering off on this guy's property and get their butt shot.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go over the wall, yeah.
Over what wall?
The wall of that house.
What does it look like?
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
I'm talking
the
about the wall that's
in
the whole the house that's in the video.
Well, can you see it on Google? I guess it's blanked out.
I don't know. Big old.
Yeah, look for it on Google. Ozark County, the scan.
I don't have that.
If it is on Google Maps, it means it's on Google Maps. If it's not on Google Maps, you have to take into consideration the name Google.
That's just like the Three Gorges Dam. Look for the Three Gorges Dam on Google Maps right now, and you will see a perfect dam like it was just built. We all know that's not true.
Half of China is flooded.
Yeah. The dam has been
compromised,
they said. Yeah, not destroyed, compromised. But it's
leaking.
Yeah.
What part of on the Yangtze River, right?
You got it.
Well, follow the Yangtze River. I mean, you can see that on the dam, on the map.
Right.
What
the hell are you guys talking about?
Talking about Google Maps and how they don't update their stuff. And
well, the dam been there for a while. So the last time that they updated it, it was there. That dam was built some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it was built just last week.
No. But it has been compromised by all the flooding and by some say some rods of God, mud.
Well, there might be other areas in China that flooded. I don't mean that one is. That's why they hold waters back on the dam to keep the lower areas.
Yeah, for like three rivers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Three rivers flow into one, and they make a lake. And they let water in at a certain amount in order to turn the turbines.
That's a big dam.
Yeah, it is.
You're not going to hear about it on the news.
No.
Not. None of the news. I mean, I can't even find anything on Breitbart London anymore, you know. I used to find all kinds of good stuff there about overseas.
But years ago, Jesse Ventura was sneaking into Cheyenne Mountain, if I'm not mistaken. So he probably got back in there again. Authorized.
I don't know.
What makes you think he's lying?
Because he's lied before. People like this kind of stuff.
What did he lie about before?
It fails.
I think the globalists are capable of anything, even doing this and us not knowing about it.
Well, of course. It just showed it.
Now, unless he is lying and he rolled the cameras inside. Well, I mean, my question is, if this particular mountain, this particular city was supposed to be guarded, how did he get in and out so easily? That's a question I'd like to have answered. But if what he's saying is true, then you can't deny it.
It's true. Well, Daniel and I were talking. Well, you know, Obama was supposed to serve 8 terms. Hillary is supposed to serve 8 terms. We would be into her second term now.
Mm-hmm.
This is
one term is 4 years, Kathy.
Well, Trump won that first 4 years.
Yeah, she was supposed to win then.
And then the second term.
A follow-up.
And this is her, would have been her second term. This is when we would have had World War III. And this is when.
Who are we going to be fighting?
Tell them, Daniel.
Hillary took what do they call it? Skimming off the top of a bunch of that uranium deal that she was involved in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we've got uranium. She was going to send it to Syria, North Korea, and Iran. She was going to make it out to look like Russia caused a nuclear war against us because she was going to have Syria or North Korea, whoever, don't matter, send a nuclear warhead over here, blame it on the Russians. We were going to retaliate. Russians going to, done deal. That's how easy it goes.
Oh, okay.
If they had a nuclear war, they wouldn't be bombing cities. They'd be bombing military installations. What good would it do to kill people? And the fallout, like you say, so where it would be compromised.
It would be unlivable up here, but beneath the Ozarks and beneath every other city and tunnel that's connected through these connection of tunnels worldwide, the elites and the cabal, the globalists worldwide, would be able to survive as long as possible. As long as they need. 1,000 years, whatever.
Okay.
5,000 years.
Yeah, the preparation for a nuclear fallout makes sense. If you've got all the money in the world.
Are the people with the money in the world. Yeah, you're right.
But that would, to me, that would have to lead to reptilians, because even if you're a human and you've got all the money in the world, mm-hmm. you don't want any type of nuclear. You want all kinds of other types of warfare. You want guerrilla warfare, conventional warfare. But I know if I own the world, if I orchestrate the Third World War and there's mm-hmm. nuclear fallout, then what good does it do me?
Depopulation, Joe.
Well, but we've got nuclear fallout. I can't survive either, Kat.
But there's still, the elites would be safe underground.
Underground, yeah.
You know, their point is to get rid of a lot of people.
But what good is it to get rid of the people above ground if you can't go above ground?
You guys talking about the guy stones?
Yeah, no. If they come above ground, we're going to hit them in the head.
It'd be like whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of humans living underground and have been for generations now anyway. So, I mean, you know.
What kind of condition are they in?
Slavery, bondage, food.
Yeah, but if they don't get no sunlight, they just fall to nothing.
Right.
Well,
right.
Daniel said earlier that a lot of them have been told there's already been nuclear war up here.
Yeah. Of course that's what they tell them.
And they can't come back up to the surface.
Did you guys ever see the movie Truman's Place, I think it was?
I don't know.
With Jim Carrey, and he was living in what he thought was the world, and he was actually living in some sort of manufactured world.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So if that can happen to them underground, I'm sure you guys have thought, what is it they're telling us above ground here, where we're
right.
living, Are we living, you know, on a planet that's actually according to the laws of physics, or is it, you know, according to some sort of simulation? Or
I'm with you on that.
Well, I want to know this.
What?
Being that Hurricane Ida has came and struck and gone, where is all the COVID virus? Did it get blown away? Or?
That's all out in the sea now. We don't have any more COVID
virus. I think Ida is up in the Northeast right now, aren't they? Isn't she?
I don't know.
I heard that they did some devastation in the Northeast.
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking to some people today who live in Louisiana, and they're going through a bunch of shit.
Flooding. A lot of flooding.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and people
Northeast.
Are trying to stockpile gas, and they're getting into fights over the gas. And if this continues, you're
yeah.
going to have people bringing out their the 45.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they don't have any, the stations are dry. What the problem is.
Well, the stations are dry because it got one, like, for example, one person was saying today that he was online at the gas pumps at something like 4:45 a.m., and there were still people there before him.
Well, I went through a gas thing, Chevron, in 20 minutes, 2 days in a row. I topped off a half a tank the first day. The second day, I just topped off. Now, what's happening is that these stations are running out, so there's less and less of them, but people need gas. My grandson drove up to St. Louis, and luckily it was two of them, because one of them ran out and had to get the other's car to go a little bit further down the road. I think they had to go outside of me. I told them Mississippi's having problems. But anyway, they did get gas and get started, made it, but that's the way it is. You had some refineries that was shut down. It was a wide, fat hurricane because the wind spread all the way up here and a little bit beyond Baton Rouge. That's 75, almost 100 miles.
Yeah, that's a long way.
I drove down one street, Florida, man. Poles are snapped. They got 25,000 extra workers from adjacent states have came to work on the lines and also to remove trees.
Where is this, Bianchi?
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge?
East Baton Rouge area. All of them, all the parishes have a problem. The closer you get to New Orleans, the worse you have it.
I'd like to tell the people on Twitter to quit sending me LSU literature. I know they play. I think it's this Saturday. They're killing me with this stuff, man.
Well, they know you're a fan.
LSU is going to run over Michigan.
Well, I don't know. Are they playing Michigan this year?
I don't know.
I hope not. I don't want to hear about it. Don't want to hear about it.
Donnie, do you want to? I have found that point, that video I sent you. I found that point where he's talking about the UFOs. Do you want to finish that on the UFOs? Or?
Well, yeah, go ahead and tell me
You want to talk about gas shortages?
Well, tell me what minute.
All right. Hold on a minute. 51.12.
All right. 51.12. That's almost at the end of the deal. Okay, here I'm at 51.09.
That's all right.
Okay, let's get going here.
I got it.
It should be playing. Come on now. Why isn't it playing?
Yeah, this is good stuff coming up.
Yeah, if it plays. I'm going to refresh this. 5112. I'm just going to refresh it because something happened.
Are you on the web or are you on your PC?
Everyone's like a Jacob with unleashing intuition.
Hold on. I'm on 5112. We'll get to it, guys. 5109.
Shower at a 5 kilometer depth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a zero value. That's a door. That's an entrance from ground level, kind of obvious. An earthquake on the ground. I mean, hello, it's kind of obvious. Here's another one. Another door. I mean, it's all in the same area, right? And obviously here you're getting a little deeper. Okay, you've gotten through the door, you're blowing a secondary door. And then you got this one here. You know, you got all of these coming down.
Very nice.
He's talking about the tunnels.
A lot of people are saying that, you know, there's another, you know, we get these every few years where there's warnings of Planet X coming in. What are your thoughts on that?
Planet X or Nibiru, that whole star system passed through back 2016 through 2019. It has a 29,720-year orbit. So it won't be back for a long, long time. It orbits our system. We're in a trinary star system. There's two other star systems that come through. Clarion, which is a blue dwarf with one planet called Matria. It's a big, huge thing the size of our sun almost, but actually rocky, bizarrely enough. Comes through every 250,000 years. It's not due for 100,000 years. Then Nibiru, which is in the Nemesis star system, which is called Wormwood also by some people. It has the outer three planets inhabited by the Anunnaki. And so that's the Nibiru, Helion, and Argoda. And I have pictures from 2016 from the lower part, or the upper part from Antarctica, Camp McMurdo, Italy, Australia, New Zealand that were sent to me where you could see the sunset and another sun with three planets in around it. In 2016, and then there's NASA pictures of Nibiru, Nemesis, Helion, and Argoda going behind the sun, and then coming back out in 2019, and it left between us and the Earth. It was the Alliance, actually the SSP, stopped the gravitational effects, or we would have had a global catastrophe like the floods of Noah, and then it passed through. They put a warp field around it to isolate the magnetic effects, and it passed out of our system safely. So, again, the special forces of the secret space programs, that would be of the Solar Warden, that would be the Radiant Guardian, which is the inner peacekeeping forces from the asteroid field in between Mars and Jupiter.
Okay, what are we listening to? I have no idea.
UFO stuff.
This is UFO stuff?
Yeah.
Joe, you understand what he's saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. From that asteroid fell in. And so they escorted it out. They kept it cloaked. So there were no, I have a few pictures from like Alaska and Greenland that people, and Iceland that people that emailed me sent me. And then it passed out of our system. So it's not something that anybody needs. It's just now there people keep doing that gloom and doom and Planet X, and we're going to get wiped out. That's the cabal trying to scare people, you know, and in-time scenario stuff.
Excellent.
It's a long line. It comes in at an 86-degree angle. That's why they didn't see it for a while, because it's coming below the ecliptic. It passes through and goes above the ecliptic, and then it passes back out. And then Helion and Argoda go in the exact opposite. If you go 90 degrees out, it comes from the top down and from the bottom up. It comes in at an 86-degree angle, so it's a balance of force. So you have two vectors of force, so it doesn't destroy the orbit of the sun, our sun, which those two orbit our sun. So it would it creates like a centrifuge, or not a like a clockwork, where you have a balance of the two pivots back and forth, the two, like in an old clock where you have a ticker going back and forth, a pendulum. You have two pendulums that are counterbalanced. They're like a counterbalance. So as we spiral, we don't just go around the center sun of the Milky Way, which is Alcyone, which is in a black hole. All the galaxies are suns in our black hole. They're not telling the truth on that, but the center of galaxies are all black holes. They're not all, just the fallen ones. The suns are in black holes. And so the Earth and our sun system soul with those two other stars orbiting it. As it spirals through space. It doesn't go straight. It does the spiral, and it goes around the central sun, and it goes around, and it does a rotation every 365 million years. That's why the Mayan calendar had its 0.167,500,000 years ago from 2012 to 0. And that's because they could see all this. It's called the Grand Year. Mm-hmm. 367 million years. They started 167,500,000. That's why 2012 was the end of their calendar, because that's the time we entered what the cabal calls the Masonic ring, the soft edge, not the hard edge. We began, and so that ring, the central sun that's in that black hole, causes energy to come out in big cues like you see in a black hole.
Hang on.
That's why 2012 was the end of their calendar, because that's the time we entered what the cabal calls the Masonic ring.
Anybody want to discuss any part of this, let me know and I'll stop it.
Well, I just want to say that what you were asking about, Donnie, was this guy was repeating what Daniel had said. There was a galaxy that was going to be approaching our galaxy. It was going to cause some gravitational disturbances. But the Alliance has set up a force field to make sure that that galaxy didn't do that. And this other galaxy is on a 29,000-year round trip. Am I getting it right, Daniel?
Perfectly worded.
Okay, good.
A lot better than I could have done.
Well, that was what you said.
Yeah, that's just perfect. Yeah,
I understood you. I don't know.
He's about to mention some ships here in a minute. Ships in the sky.
Okay, here we go.
Edge, not the hard edge. We began, and so that ring, the central sun that's in that black hole, causes energy to come out in big huge, like you see in a black hole. These huge jets of light and energy material being ejected hundreds of thousands of light years, sometimes millions of light years out. And in the case of the Milky Way, because it's in a black hole, you have Andromeda on one side and you have some huge galaxy like Sagittarius, Solar Galaxy, and all that. It creates a gravitational lensing, the pressure waves, so that the energy coming out, that infrared energy, that's an infrared central sun, goes and cuts across the Milky Way. It's a photon belt. I call it a photon belt. I don't like Masonic ring at all. And so it cuts across the Milky Way. So as a star system passes through that, the energy, because it's infrared, that's heat, the energy starts to increase. It's not just Earth that has climate change. Mars doesn't have ice caps anymore. It has a hurricane that's had the size of Texas for a decade. I mean, the big red spot is growing on Jupiter, the big blue spot on Neptune. I mean, all of this stuff is global climate change because of the entry into the photon belt. And once we get to the hard belt, then that'll be the ascension. Because right. That then jumps the energy of the sun third to fifth density. It'll jump densities, and then its energy will go and hit the planets as that happens, and it'll jump the energy of everybody on Earth, or from a Christian point of understanding, the rapture. And so then, you know, at that point, if you can encompass that, the Earth is already actually split. I have pictures from ISIS where they showed another Earth in orbit behind ours.
Right.
I think I showed you that on one of your...
Thank you.
They don't show people that, but when it's light here on one side of the Earth, it's dark there because it's at fifth density. So the sun's in a different cycle. It's in a different location, and where you're dark, the Earth is in a different location in regards to the fifth density sun. And so people that are seeing that are seeing a white sun instead of a yellow sun. It's much hotter and much brighter. So that Earth is completely tropical unless you're above 14,000 feet of elevation. You only have ice and snow above 14,000. It's all tropical. And the oceans and things are completely, that's why the U.S. Navy had maps showing the differences of where to settle down. A lot of the high-level military don't move into certain areas in the U.S., like Nebraska and Kansas, are going to be under the Atlantic Ocean. A lot of Texas, Oklahoma, on that, you know, when that occurs. So people are moving. That's why they set the new D.C., the cabal built new D.C. in Denver as the New World Airport.
Right.
As DIA, and they have the Federal Center, which is between Kipling and Wadsworth, and between I-70 all the way over to almost, it's like 10 miles all the way over. It has a nuclear reactor under there, so they'd have power.
Start
and
packing,
DIA has
cinnamon.
A nuclear reactor, so they have power when all this occurs, and that would be a oceanfront property. The Front Range in Colorado, parts of it would be oceanfront property on that density. But for them, because the shift, it shifts for 1,000 years, and that's 1,000 years of God. Means 1,000 times 1,000 times 365 or 365 million years. It takes the energy frequencies negative and positive and keeps them isolated from each other. It's like an insulating barrier, so that it's like a battery where the positive and negative poles are separated by the plates. So they're going to be separated by the energy of the sun, and so you're going to have a fifth density, fourth density negative Earth, which will be here, and then those that are positive and in service to God and Christ, they'll be there. And you get for 1,000 years, you can't have AI, you can't have any of that. So the rapture is where people are instantly transmuted from this negative. When it goes completely negative and no positive is here, the negative will stay here, the positive will go there. And those that can't jump to fourth and fifth density, NASA's already shown this. They're not sitting getting the pictures. I've got some of them. Venus has atmosphere and oceans. And so people will actually, the solar warden and the secret space programs will take people by ship. If the ships were to uncloak, the whole sky would be dark right now. By ship to Venus, they'll be, you know, for the be given memories and make it smooth for them so it's not upsetting. And there's already a guy that's posting videos from there. He thinks he's in Madrid all alone. He's walking around at airports, and he found a police car with the engine running. He's driving, and people are telling him, put keys here in a bag, and he puts it in. They're finding it in Madrid here. They're like, where are you? He's like there. He showed pictures, and all the lights are on, and stuff's running. Goes to the airport, and all the lights are on, but nobody's there. It's like they already took
it. Okay, to me, he sounds like he's rambling.
It's kind of a precondition to make it not too upsetting to people. They already have it all
built
up.
Yeah, he gets real excited.
So we've seen let's do one more question. We'll kind of roll through this one. We've all seen people that have come into our space, the Patriot space, and kind of infiltrated. I think we've all kind of talked about it. We know who these people are. What do you see going forward for that? I think they're being exposed just like everything else, and they're kind of falling out. The energies, I think the energies, as the energies increase, a lot of these people are getting exposed faster and they're falling off. What do you guys see with that?
I agree. I mean, it's basically happening. People are being exposed. And the cream always rises to the top. The truth always comes out. Mm-hmm. And that being said, I want to thank Gene for 2 years of us doing shows together.
That's all of it, Donnie.
We're on number 45 next. And I want to...
What's that?
Oh, that's all of it. She just rambled on about how she loves doing shows with them and stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, that guy, he does sound a little nutty at times. He gets a little excited.
Well, he speaks a little bit.
But how could you know all that information?
Yeah. He's speaking quickly and not really... He's speaking too fast to connect the dots. He's going from point A to point B to point C on 100 miles an hour. So.
You're on mute. But he repeats in other shows that he does, he repeats the same stuff.
Okay.
There's no way he could be making this up. All the names and the planets and all this and that.
Mm.
I mean, I've looked some of them up. And they do exist.
Yeah, but that guy is a proclaimed astrophysicist. You don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, this guy Bianchi or somebody else?
No, the one before I went down and got me some potato chips.
Oh, this guy.
Oh. No problem.
Is that what this guy claims, that he's an astrophysicist?
No.
The way he talks?
But he is the one that we've been listening to about the tunnels all over the world.
Mm.
You know. I mean, he's been doing this for a while. And he has maps. Donnie was looking at a map when he first got on here, and it was showing
this line, this line, this line. He's showing the tunnels. This one goes here. This one goes to this one. This one goes here. In the different countries, you know.
Mm.
So, but he's got, he says he has contacts all over the world. People are watching the same stuff he is, you know, and they're getting in touch with
him.
Where
do you get those maps from, Kathy?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's, you know, different. You know, he first started talking about the earthquakes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And Daniel, what was it? All these earthquakes was the same.
Same depth.
Same depth. There's no way you can have an earthquake here and then one in the other state, and they're all the same depth.
Yeah, the way it works, you know, if they're taking out a tunnel that's 10 kilometers underground, you know, the coincidence is they're all 4.0s, or you might have a 3.9, 4.0, 4.0, 4.0 that happened in a day and a half within, you know, 100 miles, and they're all the same depth, 10 kilometers, you know. And the thing about these earthquakes, if you read about earthquakes, earthquakes have S&P waves, positive and negative, S&P waves, if they're natural, if they're natural earthquakes.
Uh-huh.
If they're not natural, and if it's something that registers on the Richter scale, you know, some kind of explosion or something, you're not going to have, and I don't remember, but you're not going to have either the S or the P wave.
Mm-hmm.
And these earthquakes that this man talks about worldwide, shows you where they are, do not have one of those S or P waves. They're non-natural, not natural, whatever, unnatural, that's the word.
Are they occurring at the same time that burrowing or creating these tunnels are going on?
They're blowing them up.
Oh, okay.
They're blowing these tunnels up.
The Alliance is blowing up the tunnels all over the world.
That the globalists have been creating for centuries.
And they've been using them
for
centuries.
So in other words, they're not creating the tunnels, they're destroying them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And either flooding them through man-made weather or volcanic lava or mud, anything they can use.
Mm.
They can't use water like the GNC or the Ionian Sea over there a lot, because they said if they flooded all these tunnels, say in Greece, it was Greece at the time, that it would drop 12 inches and that would cause a total climate change in the area.
Okay.
So they're having to find different ways to fill these up and, you know, blow them up, whatever.
Yeah. There was one area in Greece. They did flood them. It was in the middle of Greece somewhere. They did flood them, and they had salt water coming up in, remember that one, Daniel?
In the geysers, yeah.
Yeah, salt water coming up in the geysers.
Now, if you want to know of earthquakes all over the planet, you can go to the USGS website.
Is that government?
United States Geological Survey.
Okay.
And they show all the earthquakes that's going on the planet Earth. The last one close to the United States was in White City, New Mexico, is a 3.0 magnitude.
Well, I tell you, I can't believe everything unless I do find out for myself what a lot of people are saying about what conspiracy theorists and the UFOs and everything. But I do know one thing. We sure as hell can't trust the government.
Right.
Well, it's like Monkey Work says, you know, he's only able to see 10% of what is actually up in the air, you know.
Yeah.
And he watches the military activity.
They allow him 10%.
10% of what's actually in the air.
Then you can go to auto update, or you can go to 7 days, all magnitudes in the U.S., it shows a whole bunch of them, especially out there
California.
Well, you'd have to go back 4 years, 4 or 5 years, to check out the earthquakes that have gone on. Because this ain't something that's going on now. This is stuff that's already happened that we're hearing about. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, four mm-hmm. years ago.
Well, it is still going on, but it started in 2017.
Yeah.
Well, you can go back that far. You got an earthquake catalog. Let's see. Past 30 days, you can custom create it. Date and time. And look whatever you want to see.
And, you know, I mean, they're not major earthquakes, you know, to where, you know, the crust cracks, you know, like you would see on one of these movies, you know.
Yeah.
And Las Vegas falls off in it. It's nothing like that. You just feel it.
It's tremors.
Was the lady on that video earlier about what's his name, Jesse Ventura, did she not mention earthquake after earthquake?
Yeah. She did.
Hello.
She did.
Yeah.
But that was
they,
a cabal.
They were making them, yeah. But
yeah,
it's the same difference.
Yeah. I was about to say that was when they were creating the tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking
mm-hmm.
about, yeah.
But a lot of these tunnels have been around for centuries. You know, they say a lot of them are very ancient. You know, so they've created. You know, their own. This goes back centuries ago. This is for the cabal.
And these bores, y'all, they have pictures of them on. Just Google it.
Yeah.
They've got pictures. Let's see. I think they said earlier the first one was made in 1888.
Mm-hmm.
These huge bores. I mean, they're huge. And, you know, they've got them. They said it wasn't until after World War II that the globalists really vamped everything up, you know, and got these bores to truly going in every direction, you know, to connect every city.
You know what I'm thinking of? If they have different tunnels or they're going underneath different countries, what if these countries are at war? Let's say Israel and Palestine, and let's say there's a tunnel underneath. Who controls which side of the tunnel?
The cabal does.
Yeah, it's worldwide. They cabal.
Or the globalists, they control all of that.
Hmm.
All of it. The countries don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the cabal within the country may look after it, the entrance or whatever.
Because there'd have to be some kind of control, otherwise all the traffic would stop at the border of the of the tunnel.
Well, they say these tunnels are big enough for these trains.
Mm-hmm.
They go in both directions.
Mm.
You know, these tunnels are big enough for a train to go west and one to go east at the same time and pass one another, you know.
Do you ever marvel at the power of just one locomotive? I was watching one the other day. It was pulling, it must have been 40 cars probably carrying coal or something like that.
Yep.
So each car is probably weighing about, who knows,
a couple tons. Right, yeah.
And and one locomotive is just carrying 40 of them at ease? I'm saying, God damn.
I know.
Well, if you ever notice, some trains, they have a engine in the center of it, in the center of the long train.
Just in case.
Yeah, for more power,
huh.
You know, for the long ones. I've seen that.
I haven't seen that. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I've had to sit at the tracks and watch it, and they'll have a locomotive in the center of it for, you know, more power. And I've seen trains with two locomotives at the beginning of it, and then I've seen them with one in the center of it.
Hmm.
You
know. Still, even with, okay, with two or even three, I mean, still, you can imagine that, okay, those three would be needed, but if one locomotive was pulling like 40 different cars, across the
railroad. Full of coal.
And there's full of coal. And each car is weighing not just, you know, not just 10 tons, because 10 tons is 20,000 pounds, which is heavy by itself. So let's say it is 10 tons. You got 40 of them, with one of them being, you know, pulled.
Yeah.
One of them pulling 40, I'm going, holy shit.
Don't get in front of that.
Yeah. Can you, you know, because it reminded me of the Superman. Remember the Superman series with George Reeves? And has the power of a locomotive. He's stronger than the power of a locomotive.
Yes.
And I'm thinking,
Superman.
Yeah, Superman. And he's more powerful than a locomotive. Saying, he's a pretty powerful guy.
What the hell are you guys talking about now?
All right.
UFOs.
Yeah, UFOs. Aliens. Superman.
I don't know what Superman you were talking about.
Well,
Donnie.
Yes.
I was asking you to send me some solar energy.
Yes, I'm trying to, sir. I was trying to, but I don't have any.
Where in the hell is all this solar energy?
I was trying to get a hold of Gretchen, what's her name, Stoneberg or whatever her name is, and try to get her to send you some, buddy.
But, well, if she's on my speed dial, I'll get her for you.
If people are waiting in line for 4 hours to get gasoline in the tank, how long would they be waiting to recharge their battery in their car?
Yeah.
And at what point does it run out and you got to start pushing that heavy bastard?
Right.
Now, wouldn't that be enough?
Solar energy and windmills didn't do Texas no good when they had that snowstorm.
Yeah, that would be a mess.
God.
Wow.
They froze up, didn't they? Didn't the turbines freeze up?
Yeah.
I mean, they come.
Solar energy ain't going to do no good. You can't see the damn sun.
I like that how we're going to green energy our aircraft and submarines.
I don't know how
that's going to happen.
Daniel, what was it you said if we was watching that shuttle go up and that tank in the middle of it? Yeah, I talked about that last week or the week before, where the red tank is supposed to be full of rocket fuel. All these years, it's been full of helium. It's a helium tank. They say it's not even metal. If it was, the ship would never even get off the platform, the launch platform.
Mm.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's just one of NASA's
tricks.
One of our government's lies to us.
I was talking to somebody the other day. He has a blog talk show of his own, and he was talking about NASA and how the trip to the moon didn't happen for the same kind of reasons, you know, the Van Allen belt, that the lead shield that would be necessary to protect the astronauts from the radiation and the heat away from, once you get away from the gravitational pull of the Earth, that it would, you know, it would prohibit going to the moon, plus the computer power back then wasn't even as powerful as a cell phone.
God.
The computer that was running, making those decisions was about the size of a cube, but it did work. You got them on display at one of those museums.
Yeah, but those computers do one operation an hour.
But they use slide rules.
Well,
people that say that man didn't go to the moon, that I don't know what to say about it. Russia has been up there.
We haven't gone. We haven't made any regular trips back, and neither has China or Russia.
I think
there's nothing up there. People say it's hollow. Some of them.
But if you win the race for space, you automatically win the race for Earth, because if you control the atmosphere, if you control the satellites, space weapons, you own the Earth. So it behooves every nation that has the kind of technology and the kind of resources to try to get to the moon to develop the technology to develop space warfare.
Right. That makes sense.
So if they haven't done it, and it's been since 1969, kind of leads credence to the theory that maybe nobody's going to the moon.
Right.
And the way our government's been lying to us all these years.
All these years.
Man, I can't say we went or we didn't go, but I do know that the government is a big fucking bunch of fucking psychotic liars.
Amen. And Joe, I tell you what, going to the moon, I don't think we've gone to the moon in any type of shuttle.
Oh, no, well, the shuttle hasn't. No, the shuttle hasn't left the gravitational field of the Earth.
No. Right, no tin can using flames to get off the Earth has even gotten close to the moon. If we have gotten to the moon, it would be through some type of stargate, some type of portal, some type of alien technology.
Mm.
And I don't know about that.
The Mercury craft is on display there in here in St. Louis at Boeing. You can go up and see it. It ain't that big of much room inside.
Okay, I'm going to take a little... I want to know who believes we went to the moon. Kiyaki,
I do.
I do. Kiyaki, you do.
I don't know. Not in the rocket. Hold on.
I just asked. Yes or no? Kathy's no. Daniel, no. Joe?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not in the sense that the history books tell, no.
There's two against, two for, and guy hasn't made his mind.
That's not an abstain, that's an I don't know. Well, for us to know, we would have to really know something about aeronautical science. I know shit about aeronautical science. I do know.
But they're not. They're not going to tell us. They're not going to tell us if they. I think they have been to the moon, but not in these rockets that we see on TV.
That's what I'm
well,
going
the rockets, off. The rockets are just to help, just to get you beyond the gravitational pull of the Earth.
It's just
they launch. They're heavy lift rockets. Elon Musk has a tremendous idea where. Their first stage heavy lift rockets will come back down and
then you
sit down right where it took off from. They can reuse it.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's a thin weight steel. That is amazing. That technology comes from drones.
Mm-mm. That is amazing.
So once you're in this out of space, a fart can propel you.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
They're trying to come up with different means of propulsion, even with sun sails.
Solar flare, yep.
But that there ain't going to work because it's just too big. And suppose some asteroids, meteors come by and punch a hole through them and tear them up.
Well, so, for me to know about what really happened, I'd have to know something about aeronautical science. What do I know about aeronautical
science? Well, you don't use aeronautical science in space. Ain't no air.
I've wondered why the International Space Station hasn't been hit by an asteroid or meteor or something.
I think it has, but it hasn't been hit by nothing big.
I mean, do we even have one up there?
Yeah, it's up there. You can see it with binoculars.
I've seen it fly over my house.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. Then there it is. Now, you know, you talk about some calamities. A big enough asteroid, near miss, it has enough gravity to suck off some of Earth's atmosphere. And then we would be in terrible shape, the planet would. If you lose atmospheric pressure, which your body is used to, at 15 pounds per square inch, it's supposed to drop down to, say, 10. But you might just explode. Boom. Hmm.
That'd be awful.
I remember reading about that in my comic book.
Would not be a pretty sight.
No, no.
The a black hole was to suck up the sun. Then we'd be in trouble. Might suck up the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It would pull you apart. Be like you stretching, but it never would stop.
Hmm.
Yeah, I always meant to do a little more research on the whole black hole thing. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, well, the black hole is supposed to, the theory is that if you actually enter a black hole, if you can survive, you're going out the other end to another dimension.
Right. That's what I assumed this whole time. I don't know.
That's what the movies say.
Your universe, then there's space. Nobody knows the bounds of space. Mm-hmm. It's unimaginable.
Mm-hmm.
The universe is known, but it's inconceivable because you just can't go from one side to the other. And some people come up with these theories of taking shortcuts, like a folded piece of paper.
Yeah.
Come out once, go in one side and come out the other. Apparently, space does look like a fabric if you can configure it. It's like the cliche of a tight sheet or trampoline. You put a ball in the middle of it, it's going to depress. So they say that this, people, Einstein has said that's similar to the way space is, except it's three dimension, four dimension, flat, size, top and bottom. That'd be three dimension. So I'd rather stay here, Kathy. I don't know about you. You need to get more of our young people involved in those type of studies.
Yeah.
They're going to have to educate them first.
That's right. We need to take them out of these damn public schools.
And they need to learn real math.
Absolutely. And put them in environments where that's all they see. You never know what's in that vine, that child.
When is your grandson graduating, or did he graduate already?
He graduated with his engineering degree. He's got his business degree to do. She'll be done with that next year.
All right, there you go.
But, you know, he's not mechanical like his grandfather was. I can see that.
Well, didn't you push him to take STEM? You told him that it was important for the future?
Yeah, he can do the math and stuff. Hmm. But mechanical? What makes the generator work? Well, see, I don't teach him what makes it work. I say what makes it don't work. Anybody can learn what makes it work, but what makes it don't work? Because there you are sitting there and it ain't working. So what's the problem?
Somebody threw a monkey wrench at it.
I mean, something even simple, which it can be complicated, is unstopping a damn toilet.
Hmm. I'd like to know how nuclear reactors work without having to get into all the minutiae.
Well, they produce heat. That heats up water produce steam, and the steam is used to turn turbines or create some other mechanical force.
Yeah, but you have to use special water, special rods.
No, it's not really necessary, special water.
You have to use heavy water, don't you?
They call it heavy water because it's contaminated.
Mm.
And that nuclear fission and fusion always got mixed up. I never could.
Mm.
I still don't know the difference.
Yeah, there is. I don't know what it is.
All right. Google and read and see what it says. It'll tell you.
Yeah.
See, Americans have gotten so comfortable they don't have babies. That's selfish. And these other nations. See, when you laugh, you start off where number one is. You don't start where number one was. And that's why it's very imperative to maintain that status in the world.
Yeah.
Everybody liked to topple Goliath. Or, yay, yay, the witch is dead. Dun-dun-dun, witch is dead.
I didn't know you could sing.
Just enough to get a point across. So Americans, being the fact, it's just like the tortoise and the hare. We so far out, we get lazy, and next thing you know, here come that damn turtle. That tortoise.
A lot of the achievements that we used to have and be number one and number two and number three, and we've fallen down a lot on a scale.
Oh, man.
I think Belgium's too. I think students in Belgium can speak English better than we can.
Right.
Yeah. Well, can Americans speak Chinese, Mandarin? Because they want the number one currency to be theirs.
I like Mandarin. I don't like the other Chinese languages.
I don't care for Chinese women. They look like they've been on a phantom.
Good grief.
Oh, man. See, I can hear my man. Oh, gosh.
I missed that word. Did the Chinese look like they were on a what?
They've been on a phantom.
Oh, been on a phantom? I always thought about the Asian languages like Chinese and Korean. I always thought to myself, you have to be fucking intelligent to learn that goddamn language, because it's all.
Yeah.
Well, if you grow up and it's people say that they can speak three languages, they ain't speaking no language. They're just speaking words.
Yep.
Well, because to speak a language, you got to be in that environment day in, day out, and see and witness the occurrences under many different situations. I was over in Africa one time. I don't know where I was, maybe Ethiopia, I'm not sure. But see, you don't wave at those kids like we do here. You know, you windshield your hand back and forth. But if you up and down like that, they come running to you.
Mm.
Like you waving bye-bye. Next thing you know, they coming at you full speed, run over you. You'd be upside down. So, yeah, when you're in another culture, you have to live those people's daily lives and understand how they go about using words, emphasis, and so on and so on and so on. Because you learn some of that quick book stuff, go over there in them countries, start speaking words, you're liable to get killed. Or they'll laugh at you. So English is well spoken around the world. That's a plus for us Americans.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Everybody wants that U.S. dollar. And that blue passport is like a AR-15.
I wish they would stop using that passport to come the fuck over here.
Except over in the Muslim countries like the Orthodox Muslim countries like what we're dealing with over there. But see, that's the society. The Taliban, that's their society. You're not going to change them, folks. That society would be this way another 1,000 years. We'd be to Mars, Jupiter, elsewhere, come back, they'd still be living like that. It's comfortable.
Yes,
yes. You have some that want to change. They start dressing up. Actually, the women start wearing skirts with the hems, mid-thigh. And you got to bow your legs to sit down, keep people from looking at your crouch. They just don't want that in their society. A lot of countries don't want that.
If they drop us off in 6 minutes, it's not me.
No,
okay. It is Walk Talk.
I'm glad you had the show tonight.
Well, it's Daniel and Kathy.
Well, when did you dream this up, Daniel and Kathy? Because on Saturday I didn't hear about this.
No, we did. I called and I said, "You guys want to do a UFO show?" And yep. So here we are.
Okay.
Oh, Kathy's ran and chomping at the bits to do a UFO show.
Oh yeah, get it out of their system, in my system, and of course they were late. Both of them were late, Joe. They set this whole thing up, and they were.
I'm not the only one who was late for my own show.
No. They had to go over their notes.
No, you weren't the only one that's late for your own show.
Donnie calls me. What, did you forget about the show? I said, no, Donnie, I'm on the phone with my sister right now. I'll call you in a minute.
Hang up. Hang the
I did. I did.
I know, because you came right back on real quick.
I did.
You know, Donnie, you read this thing in the Washington Post. It says, former prosecutor indicted over Ahmaud Arbery case accused of helping shield suspects in fatal shooting. Now, prosecutors have what's called what? Prosecutorial immunity.
Immunity.
It's not going to go no damn place.
Nope. Not at all.
They just putting this stuff out. And then watch, the closer and closer we get to election, you're going to have all this stuff. This case will probably go to trial by then. So it can be a hot button issue. You're going to have some other hot button issue that's going to be coming up right around midterm election that's been dragging, like Trump's taxes in the Manhattan DA's office. Just watch.
You can bet on that. You can take that to the bank because they're just waiting. If he announces he's going to run, you wait and see.
Now they're talking about, looking like the Supreme Court. It's kind of leaning towards states' rights, which they should have been all along.
Yes.
I think. Like Texas and this thing about abortion. And if the fetus has got a heartbeat, well, it's alive. Duh. Yeah. That's why we have so many, damn calamities come along with the spiritual aspects of a political belief. Maybe it is a higher being is pissed off because you are destroying their future angels. So I think that should be left up to the state.
Well, I was talking to a woman yesterday, and she didn't like the law, and she was saying, my body, my choice. And then she says, if a woman has to go to jail because she's going to have an abortion, right, to violate this particular ban that Abbott put in place, then she says, if my boyfriend or if a woman's boyfriend tells her to do it, he should go to jail.
No, he shouldn't go to jail because she's doing it. But here's the thing. My body and my choice. So why in the hell you want to make me get a jab in my arm with a vaccine? My body, my choice, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people are standing up saying the exact same thing. That's my body. I don't want the jab. So those people who are standing up out of noncompliance, I say good for them.
If I shoot a pregnant woman, is that a single homicide or is it a double homicide? It's a double homicide. But the woman can pull that baby out of her womb.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how far along. If it's one day from her water bursting, then the abortionist doctor has to tear it apart in the womb, piece by piece.
Mm. I brought up the example that in I don't know how many states, if a woman is pregnant and she's drunk driving and she causes a crash and she kills the baby, she's liable for the life of that baby.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Those situations and consequences do exist.
So the law is contradictory, and people have to, people have to be aware.
It should be left up to the state. If that lady don't like the law in her state, move someplace else. You know, I'll tell you something else they need to have, too. They need to have, in your restaurants, vaccine section and non-vaccine section, just like they do with smoking. Smoking section, non-smoking section. They used to.
That's
all that stuff.
Yeah, well, a couple of restaurant owners have solved it by saying everybody can come in, regardless of what the mandate is. If you're vaccinated, not vaccinated, bring your ass in and enjoy.
Because of that Texas Supreme Court ruling, now the left is calling for packing the Supreme Court. And there's Nancy Pelosi. What an idiot.
Mm.
And see, that's going against the ideology of a judge at that level. It's the Constitution that dictates. As simple as that. It's the Constitution that dictates. What we call constitutional carry really isn't constitutional carry. Let's carry. We call stipulations of provided. I mean, constitutional carry doesn't mean a young person that is under the guidance of their parents can pick up a weapon and go walking down the street twirling it on his finger. That's constitutional carry. But saying that you can carry as long as it's in a holster in plain view, that's not constitutional carry.
Whatever the judges decide, that's the Constitution. Simple as that.
That's because people let them get away with that crap.
Well, how do you fight it?
Well, you start educating your children, have them discussion, like they have one there in Fenton, Missouri, and right outside of St. Louis. Oh, I forget what the discussion is. Oh, it's about the schools. Like the damn governor said that public schools have to wear, due to the advice of the state health commission, public school students must be masked, and also private school students must be masked. Well, sir, you ain't got no business telling private schools what the hell to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
No way. Yep.
You're right.
I never seen ignorance run so broad and deep before in all my life. Make a person want to eat some potato chips.
Yeah. Well,
sounds like Lay's.
They are.
Yep.
I haven't seen that commercial in years.
We in terrible shape, people.
Yeah, we
what
are.
What's the old saying? I bet you can't eat just one.
Yeah. He played what? The lion? He played the Cowardly Lion on The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. The guy in the old Burt Lair, I think his name is Burt Lair, when he played the when he did the Lay's commercials back in the 80s or so. Yeah. He was the Cowardly Lion.
Oh, yeah, that guy, I remember him. Can't think of his name. He was something else.
I can't think of his name either.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days.
You see that damn Joe Biden? I know you heard about it. At Dover, when they taking the dead bodies, coffins off, and he's looking at his damn watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Not I just seen. Once, but some like three times, right?
Well, about every time, one of the fathers said.
Yes, the mother that got pissed, she cursed him out on Twitter. She said he was no damn good. Trump is the president. And the father you're talking about, Donnie, yeah, he got pissed off because Biden was looking at his watch all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, how rude.
He said every
how
time a coffin went by him, he would look at his watch.
Poor old Biden don't seem to do anything right anymore, does he? Doesn't matter what he does.
Yeah.
Even now CNN and MSNBC is talking about him.
Well, it really must be getting bad if they're talking about it.
Yeah, it's about time, right?
Well,
they
you know, if they're doing that, they're going to remove him in a few months.
Yeah.
Have you been following Veritas? Project Veritas?
The latest one that came out with the kids, I think?
Nazi. He said the teacher said, I got 180 days. I'll play it. I got the damn thing.
He's also got a picture of Mao Zedong in his office. And,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Here's what he said, because he's getting his ass handed to him. He did get fired. Just to let everybody know, he did.
Say thank you to every past student and colleague and friend who's reaching out right now in support of what is happening. My personal safety and security is obviously my top concern at this moment, but also, like, they are coming for my job and what I love doing in the classroom, and they are going to run this campaign and get public pressure behind them, and it's very likely that the district will cave in regards to this, and I'm hopeful that they don't, and all support at this moment is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Well, he's on tape saying that he enjoys turning kids into revolutionaries, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, 180. He's got 180 days to transform these kids into revolutionaries, and he's got
the sign of Antifa in the classroom, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got the Antifa flag and something else in his. Damn, I can't remember. Another teacher has a gay, took out the United States flag, and put
gay thing. Yeah.
Put the pride flag up and makes the kids pledge allegiance to the pride flag. She got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I've got,
well,
I can't.
Where is this shit coming from?
I have no idea where it's coming. I wish
and
you
Kathy,
could tell
excuse
me.
Excuse me for my language.
It's terrible.
Okay.
Where is this coming from? Where do these people, did they pop up out of a sardine can? You open the wrong end of the cranberry sauce can? What the hell? Where did they come from?
$53.
The pride flag. People are getting more and more bold in what they're doing because they've gotten away with it for years, you know. So why not come out with all this stuff now, you know? I mean, look how bold people have gotten in their green energy and, you know,
whatever. Yeah, whatever it may be. Yeah.
Whatever. They're just there's never been any consequences for them. They never got fired. They pulled down the statues. Nobody got arrested. They did all this stuff, burned cities, looted, never had any consequences. I mean, what do you expect from people now?
So that communist teacher in Sacramento that was just exposed by Project Veritas is being fired. The school released a statement. Apparently, they draw the line at one of their teachers indoctrinating their students into becoming little commies, giving them extra credit to go to Antifa events and parading around the community wearing gigantic hammer and sickle commie symbols. He also has a hammer and sickle tattoo on his chest, and you may have seen the Ingsoc tattoo that he has as well, which is literally him siding with Big Brother in George Orwell's 1984. But this isn't about just one scumbag teacher. This Project Veritas expose is going to have enormous ramifications across the entire country in hundreds and hundreds of schools. And James O'Keefe is such a genius. He released the video a day before the school board meeting. And so, well, let's just say that a lot of parents showed up and they weren't very happy.
Not only does his termination need to be taken effective immediately, but I believe a criminal investigation needs to happen immediately. Yeah. I was shocked when I saw this on the news. I don't even hardly know what to say. Teaching communism in the public school system is complete. It's evil. It's nonsense, okay? I've been to the former Soviet Union 7 times. I know what they do over there. I've worked with communist refugees for 40 years, since I was 12 years old. I know what it means when an entire family is blown to pieces and killed, okay? That's where this is going. This is evil. It's darkness. It is hell. And these are criminals for abusing our children. They are principals. They are principals. They are co-conspirators. They are accessories, and they are principals in this crime, okay? They need to be gone. All these people are criminals, and you need to treat them like criminals. All the principal, the vice principal, and the board has to go. I've heard that there's 2 other teachers teaching this evil in our schools. There are 3 teachers. That's evil. Little innocent children sitting here that I see, I look in their faces. They are pure innocence, pure love. And these evil people are putting stuff into them. Okay, this has got to stop. There is no excuse for communism on American soil. Okay, we need a criminal investigation.
This isn't going away. It's going to get uglier. It's really going to get uglier. There were so many red flags. The man had an Antifa flag behind his desk. He had Chairman Mao in the f***ing corner. Are you kidding me? I hold administrators at that school. I hold the person at Harvard. I was a correction officer. I retired from there. They went all the way back to my junior high school. How far did you guys go back? All you needed to look at is what is social community or clubs you belong to. His tattoos probably told the story. So where does the buck stop? Is it with you guys? Because if it is, you better do your job and you better get it right. Because you're not going to get a second chance.
As people have mentioned, this guy had an Antifa flag on his wall. He had Chairman Mao on his wall. He was indoctrinating these kids every single day. He was abusing them, scaring them every single day. Where the hell was the principal? Where were the vice principals? Where was the other faculty at this school? Where was the superintendent? Where was the rest of the district? Where were you? You know, he was fired today. Why wasn't he fired a year ago? Why wasn't he fired 2 years ago? Why did this go on for so long? Why are you only doing anything about it now? Because you got caught. Exactly.
This means that in 2 weeks, in 13 days, he was allowed to change my daughter's mind about some fascist crap that y'all have let in this school. This is ridiculous. I'm from Texas. So this don't go on in Texas.
I was born in Venezuela. And while I have been here in the United States for many years, my family, my father's side, is still there. So what I hear is second and third hand information. I do not want this place